to the Woodpeckers pregame show. Getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
Welcome down inside the manager's office, everybody. Woodpeckers pregame show as Fayetteville gets ready to start up a six-game series against the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Andrew Chapman, Colin Casey is here. We're with the Fayetteville manager, Ricky Rivera, talking about the start of this series and Fayetteville's recent results in Augusta against the Green Jackets. Ricky, since we last chatted with you, there's eight new position players on the roster, most of them coming from the 2024 draft class. So this is the whole changing of the guard that happens every year in single A. What is the feel inside of the clubhouse right now with a bunch of guys who are still just getting their pro careers going? And how's the energy right now amongst everybody with 18 still to go in the regular season?
Yeah, so energy's good. Obviously, you get a new sense of life or energy when those draft guys come in. But something me and Jeff Calhoun, bench coach, were talking about earlier this last week was how good of a job our scouting department does of drafting just, like, good dudes. So, like, when these draft guys come in here, they're just good guys to be around that want to learn, you know, that fit in, that are trying to speak Spanish off the bat with the guys and stuff like that. So it's easy for them to just mesh, and it's easy for me to just let them go because I don't want to overcoach them when I haven't seen them play, you know. For some of them I've never seen play. Some of them I haven't seen them play in a while since their season ended. So it's just roll the ball out there, kind of help them as much as I can and let them, you know, develop and showcase what they got in this first couple months.
And Ricky, one of the big success stories so far out of this group has been Trevor Austin. Eight games in, he's got five multi-hit games, hitting around 400 in that stretch. He was a great hitter at Missouri. What have you seen that has really translated from his time with the Tigers to professional baseball?
Well, I think you hit it on the head when you said good hitter at Missouri. You know, you're playing in the SEC, you're playing one of the best, if not the best, conference of baseball in the country. So you're probably facing arms like what we do here weekly, you know. So he's probably more prepared than a lot of the guys just because of the eye factor. You know, he's seen this type of pitching. It's not new to him. Some of these guys hadn't played in a while. Some of these guys haven't faced this pitching in a while. But for him, he sees it every weekend, and he performed, obviously, in the SEC, and now he's gotten off to a great start here with us.
Since we were last at home, the Woodpeckers have added four players to the roster, Raybel Colon, Joseph Sullivan, along with two new pitchers, Ramsey David and Danny Trahey. Sullivan specifically, he's got a great on-base percentage after 1 week because he was hit by six pitches over the course of the series. But on top of that, when he did see something to hit in the zone, he came up with a couple of really well-struck line drives to right field that helped drive in runs for the Woodpeckers during the road series. What do you like about him, just early impressions, and what can fans expect to see more of from Sullivan over the final couple of homestands?
Well, Sully's a super, super good kid. I'm actually really good friends with his hitting coach at South Alabama. And he had told me the second we drafted him, he was like, "You're going to really like this kid. He plays hard. He doesn't move. He anchors in." As we see, I'm like, "Bro, you need to move sometimes. Those balls are coming into, you know, hitting you in the hand or whatever it is. And you don't want an injury like that to happen, you know, especially down here in the final part of the season." But just a good kid, man. Like, he ain't afraid. He's not scared to ask questions. He's not scared to be wrong. He plays with this, like, edge that I really, really enjoy, and hopefully he can be a big leaguer for us.
And with all these new guys coming in, Ricky, it seems like some of the guys who arrived at the middle of the season towards the end of the first half have kind of become the veterans, and one of those guys has been Hansel Villarroel with the fact that he's just been one of your most consistent hitters since he's arrived. In fact, he's tied for the team lead in runs batted in since he's arrived. What is it about Villa that has really just helped bolster that lineup in this second half?
Well, Villa is another guy that's not scared. If you know Villa, you look at him and you're like, that is an intimidating dude. And, you know, don't be fooled by his whatever it is, 5'8 height as is listed here on the roster. But he's fearless, man, and he plays everywhere. It kind of reminds me a little bit of Isaiah Kiner-Falefa when he's played for the Rangers and then the Yankees and whatever it was. You know, like, he can play second, he can play third. If you put him at shortstop, he's not going to complain. He's played center field for us. He's played left field. He obviously can catch. He's tough enough to do it. But through all, the most impressive part is through all those moves, he continues to hit. So that means, you know, he's able to put a separation between his defense and his offense, regardless if he's trying something new or trying to be comfortable being uncomfortable at a position he's never played.
on the pitching side of things, one of the big stories, you know, developing out of the rotation recently is just the rise of Anderson Brito. He shows up on the scene after 9 professional games, 8 of them in the DSL that started the summer, 1 quick trip in the FCL, and now at the Woodpeckers. It's rare that you see an international pitcher with, you know, so little of a record behind him quickly jump up into the top 10 ranking of a prospect website like MLB Pipeline. But that's been the case with Brito. You've been at the FCL level for a couple of years as well, coaching rookies prior to Fayetteville. Have you seen a rise as quick as Brito's, kind of the path that he's gone on, and what really stands out to you about just what he's been able to do so far in single A?
Yeah, well, I think he's well-deserving of that ranking. Not that we pay too much attention or push too much stock into it, but it matters to these kids. It's a reality of it, you know. Like, you want to be able to feed your families for the rest of your life. And sometimes, you know, some people have bad careers, or not bad careers, but bad starts to their career. Because of that ranking, somebody else gives them a chance and they become all-stars. You know, we've seen that multiple times happen. You know, Jerickson Profar comes to mind, number one ranked prospect. He didn't get off to the start he wanted to, but people keep giving him a chance. And now he's a really, really good professional baseball player. You know, like, he's really good at his job, probably gonna get paid this offseason. But Brito's awesome, man. Brito came in, like, if you talk to him, you don't get that sense like he's 19, 20 years old. You know, like, he talks like a grown man. He acts like it. He asks the right question. He's not afraid to ask. Struggled a little bit with command, which was as expected with these guys never playing in front of fans. You know, you want to do a little bit too much, but he's been good for us. He's been solid. He cracks but doesn't break. And those when he doesn't have his best stuff, and when he has his best stuff, it's extremely impressive. Two-seam and a four-seam that he likes to use. Sometimes he gets in trouble because he wants to use the two-seam against lefties, and it runs into their barrel. But he ain't afraid. Like, he's going to throw the ball in the zone. He's going to challenge. He can
straight from the ball. Baseball.
A three-run home run. And Cole drives one right field. That ball is gone.
Here comes the cutoff throw to the plate. He dives in, and he is saved. He's saved.
He's onto the warning track at the wall, leaping up, and he brought it back.
Down the line, and Matthews has walked it off for the Woodpeckers.
Now, here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
Peckers baseball is live on the air. We are ready to go from downtown Fayetteville, North Carolina. The Kannapolis Cannonballers in town. Game one of 6 between the Woodpeckers and the Ballers, live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Hi, everybody, and welcome inside beautiful Segra Stadium, broadcasting live from the Czar Law Firm broadcast booth at Segra Stadium. Andrew Chapman alongside Colin Casey. We are live on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, the MILB app for our online radio feed. Valley Live and MILB.TV, where you can watch today's ballgame in HD video quality as well. Right-hander Pedro Marquez has climbed the hill, and he is ready to undergo his Fayetteville home debut. He debuted last week against the Augusta Green Jackets, and tonight he'll see the Kannapolis Cannonballers lineup, the single-A affiliate of the Chicago White Sox in town against your Astro-affiliated Woodpeckers. 18 games to go in the regular season schedule, and the Woodpeckers trying to climb towards the top of the South Division. Very first pitch of the game, yanked along the third baseline, a soft roller that's picked up on the foul side of the chalk by the Woodpecker third baseman, Caden Powell. Ryan Burrows, the leadoff hitter tonight for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, followed by TJ McCants and then Gerald Perez. Woodpeckers have to try and win every series if they can at this point and just stay alive, Colin, in the race before they see Charleston, the first-place River Dogs, on the road next week.
Yeah, 8 games looks rather daunting, but you think about it, the Woodpeckers find a way to win 4 or 5 against the Cannonballers, and Charleston slips up a little bit. They could cut that deficit in half pretty quick.
Burrow spoils away a high fastball, loops it out of play off to the right and over the Avex Club, and it's quickly nothing and two on Burrows, Kannapolis leadoff hitter. Next pitch is up and outside. One ball and two strikes on Burrows. He comes in playing defensively over at second base and looks at the pitch outside. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. on the season. Burrow is batting .223 over 62 games. Another pitch misses outside from Marquez. And from 0-2 ahead to a 3-2 full count. Burrow's with a home run and 27 driven in along with 7 doubles. Pretty high strikeout rate, 84 punch outs to 24 walks. Time called as his ankle guard unbuckled and straps it back up, digs back into the right side. Here's the motion and the 3-2 pitch. And Burrows takes strike three. Like a cut fastball to the outside part of the zone for Marquez. And he picks up his first out in his home ballpark by way of the strikeout. Here comes T.J. McCants. As McCants stands in, let's work around the Fayetteville defensive alignment.
In the outfield, Lucas Spence, the left fielder. Joseph Sullivan making his Segra Stadium debut in center. Neomar Ochoa Jr., the right fielder. Powell at third, Max Holy the shortstop, Drew Vogel at second, Jason Schiavone the first baseman, Hansel Villarreal doing the catching for Marquez.
McCants swings and misses at the first pitch, a high fastball from Marquez, and he gets ahead nothing in one. Here's the wind, the 0-1, and McCants over a breaking ball. Good pitch, diving down into the zone, and it's nothing in two. First look at T.J. McCants, a recent addition to the Kannapolis lineup card as he shoots it foul and off to the left out of play. Woodpeckers did not see McCants when they last played the Ballers in July. He's just his fifth single-A game here tonight. 0-2 misses off the plate, low and outside. 1-2.
And a lot of big bats in this Ballers lineup no longer there. Riku Nishida promoted. Caden Connor promoted. Mikey Kane put on the injured list.
And there's another off-speed pitch. Getting McCants swinging and missing. Strike three. Back-to-back punch-outs begin the day for Pedro Marquez. With two out, nobody on, here comes Gerald Perez.
And I'm glad we have the two-half system with Kannapolis being rewarded for a strong first half. The problem is they were almost too good for their own good because they end up losing a lot of those guys and they find themselves 10 games below .500 in the second half.
First pitch misses upstairs and it's 1-0. And the Cannonballers will have to try and figure out the winning formula before they hit the South Divisional Series. At the start of the playoffs, taking on the second half champs, Kannapolis punched their ticket with a first half title after the first 66 games of the year, so they'll have to try and go on to win the Carolina League title with a new group that includes a number of 2024 draft picks. Lone inside pitch to Harold Perez. Next offering, and he takes it outside. It's a four-pitch walk to send Perez down to first and stretch the first inning a little further for the lefty George Wolko.
And for Perez, still in single A, but he changed leagues with the Cal League back at the start of the season, but it's in a trade with the Los Angeles Dodgers, went from the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes to the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
Used to be playing for the former Dodger affiliate. So that's his Quakes headshot on his minor league bio. Here's George Wolko. Looks at the first pitch, a curve down and in, ball one. Wolko was part of the Kannapolis lineup last the Woodpeckers saw the Ballers, and he's terrorized Fayetteville this year. He's in multiple home runs in this ballpark. Takes the 1-0 down and outside, pops out of Villarreal's glove. Runner thought about it, but Jerez will hold, retreat back to first. So two balls and no strikes on Wolko. Pedro Marquez is one of the newest additions to the pitching staff. He came up to Fayetteville last week during the Augusta road trip after completing his season in the Florida Complex League. Goes upstairs with a fastball, and Wolko comes up empty, 2-1. In the Florida Complex League, Marquez surrendered 4 earned runs over 8 1/3 innings. He pitched in 5 games, primarily relief appearances, 1 start. The pitch, Wolko cuts through a curve. Nice one. Bottoming out below the zone, and it's 2-2. So tonight is game number 2 in his Woodpecker career, 31 in his entire pro career. He actually started his summer in the Dominican, part of the DSL Astros. And so he's seen 3 different levels of pro baseball in his third professional season, starting the DSL back in 2022. Missed low in the dirt with a curve. It's 3-2 on George Wolko. And here's the next offer with the runner going. It misses high and inside. And back-to-back two-out walks have the Cannonballers threatening. Two on, two out. And now it's time for the five-hitter and first baseman, Alec Makarevics, to stand in.
A guy who's also been a recent addition. And just to contextualize how good George Wolko has been against the Woodpeckers this season, his pitching coach Zach Wilkins heads out to the mound. In six games in that series during the 4th of July against the Woodpeckers, 10 hits and 22 at-bats, three of them for home runs, two of them for triples, a double as well, and he drove in 14 runs in that series. Yeah, he was the hottest hitter on the planet for those six games.
Yeah, I mean, he was practically Ted Williams. Lefty, absolute insane slugging numbers. And Wolko has terrorized the Woodpeckers a time or two before. They'll try and keep his bat at bay right in the middle of things. And now after a meeting on the mound, the inning stretching further than Marquez anticipated after back-to-back walks, he gets ready to score off against Makarevics. Makarevics is a new addition to the Cannonballers lineup, a non-drafted free agent signing just this year, 23-year-old, originally from Longwood, Florida. And he takes low and inside, ball one. Twelfth game with the Cannonballers here today. Makarevics swings and lines it out into right field. Ochoa plays it on a hop. They're waving around the runner. Here comes Perez, and he scores standing. Throw is cut off behind the mound. And the Cannonballers, with nobody on, two out, find a way to get a run across in the opening inning. 1-0 to get it started.
And Nomar Ochoa Jr., who usually gets pretty good jumps on the ball, I think he just had a little bit of a hesitation and forced him to play it on a hop. By the time he fired it in, it was a pretty good throw. Jason Chivone had cut it off and didn't realize that he might have had a chance to get that one at the plate. But either way, a couple of two-out walks coming back to haunt Pedro Marquez.
Wolko stops at second on the line drive to right center. And here's the sixth batter of the inning, lefty Rony Hernandez. He's doing the catching today. Villarreal jumps out in front of the plate and gives some signs to the infield. Inning stretching on Marquez, and already that Fayetteville bullpen forced to activate. Marquez has thrown 25 pitches, and they won't let him go too far north of 30. The 1-0. High and in, and that's ball two. Home plate umpire is Pedro Powell. And Jared Neal works the bases. They'll be the two-man crew this week, flip-flopping roles in black ball caps, black polos, and dark gray slacks. Hernandez ahead, two balls and no strikes. Force at all bases with two outs. Marquez misses low and in. Dipped a curveball down towards the ankles, and he's fallen behind Hernandez. Three balls and no strikes, in danger of allowing a fourth straight base runner with two outs in the inning. Started strong with back-to-back strikeouts against Burrows and McCants. The 3-0, very low. And a four-pitch walk surrendered to Hernandez to load up the bases. This is not the type of inning that you expected from Marquez based on the way it started.
He threw some really good pitches in those at-bats against Burrows and McCants and ultimately just could not maintain that control against a pretty dangerous 3-6. In this Cannonballers lineup. And now you see Hansel Villarreal try to calm him down a little bit with this big at-bat coming against a guy like Arcy Hernandez, who's been a pretty successful hitter against the Woodpeckers this season. He's driven in seven runs against Fayetteville and has a golden opportunity to break this game wide open for the Ballers.
So before the Woodpeckers have even had a chance to step the plate today, Kannapolis threatens to grab a multi-run lead. First pitch fastball into Arcy Hernandez, called strike one. Arcy, the seventh batter of the inning, playing at third base defensively today for Kannapolis. Hernandez, a right-handed batter, checks his swing on an inside pitch, and it did not go, really just a flinch of the hands. And it's one ball and one strike. Arcy, an international free agent, signing by the White Sox in 2020 out of Boni in the Dominican Republic. Marquez misses outside with the slider, falls behind 2-1.
30 pitches now for Marquez in the inning. Feels like now or never with this at-bat.
Yep, right-hander is quickly trying to warm as fast as possible out there in the left field pen. Bases loaded, the 2-1 pitch just misses outside. Marquez is willing to throw his off-speed pitch when behind in the count, but will he go to it here? Nowhere to put him. Base is jammed. 3-1. Hacked at and missed. Challenged Hernandez with a high fastball. And Marquez a strike away from getting back to that dugout after nearly 35 pitches in the inning. Time called to the plate by Hernandez. He buckles up the red batting gloves and stands back in. It's Wolko at third. Makarevitz down at second. There's strike three. Firm fastball right at the thigh, and Hernandez goes down looking. Marquez limits the damage to just one run and heads back to the dugout as the Woodpeckers get ready to go to the bat rack. Down a run quickly on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
World. It's Bunker! You can get louder than that. Make some noise for Bunker. Fans, do you want free tacos? Well, here's your chance. If the Woodpeckers score 3 runs tonight, all fans in attendance will win a free taco from El Cazador. If the magic number hits, fans will receive a coupon on their way out tonight. Coupons are redeemable at all of their locations or any of their locations here in Fayetteville. Say we want tacos with me on 3, 1, 2, 3. On the mound for the Cannonballers, Carlton Perkins. Leading off the bottom of the first inning for the Woodpeckers, the left fielder, number 29, Lucas Spence.
Fayetteville stands to the plate for the first time tonight, trailing 1-0 to Kannapolis. Lucas Spence on the very first pitch. Hits a grounder off of the pitcher, Carlton Perkins. It ricochets behind the mound, and the third baseman, Arxie Hernandez, can't get the throw over to first in time. So Lucas Spence attacks the very first pitch, comes up with a leadoff infield single. And a quick wake-up call for Carlton Perkins into this game, the Kannapolis starter, who's 1-3 on the season, over 4 games, 2 starts. He's surrendered 10 earned runs in his short time in the Carolina League, over 8 2/3 innings. Here's lefty Joseph Sullivan, bouncing the first pitch foul up along the first base chalk line. And it's 0-1 on Sullivan. Perkins has walked 8 and struck out 12 since his call-up from the Arizona Complex League. Pitched out in Arizona for the bulk of the summer. 21-year-old drafted in the 15th round last year out of Cowley Community College in the state of Kansas. Sullivan looks at one outside, and it levels the count at a ball and a strike. He'll be followed by Hansel Villarreal, then Caden Powell, the cleanup man. Ochoa hitting 5th, Vogel 6th in the 7-8-9. Schiavone, Cesar Hernandez, and Max Holy. Sullivan with a pop fly, drifting foul over the third base dugout. And it's 1-2. First chance for the home fans to take a look at Joseph Sullivan, the 7th round pick by the Astros this year out of the South Alabama program, playing for the Jaguars in Mobile, Alabama. Pops it up over the third base dugout once again, and count will stay at 1-2. Mardi Gras night here in the park, so the players getting a Mardi Gras beat pattern out there on the left field video board. Middle infield, a double play depth with Spence leading off of first. Perkins from the belt fires and misses down and in. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Sullivan. coming off a strong series to begin his pro career. Last week on the road against Augusta, Sullivan collected four hits over 18 at-bats. Pops another one foul off to the left and to the stands. But he reached more on hit by pitch than he did by way of hit. He had a .481 on base percentage across the week. That's because he was plunked six times over his first six games, walking into Fayetteville with a couple of bruises tonight. 2-2. And he yanks it foul off to the right over towards Fayetteville first base coach Jeff Calhoun, who was ready to make a play. Makarevic's scooped it in front of him.
I got a chance to tell Joseph pregame that he actually tied a franchise record, three straight games hit by a pitch, and he just kind of laughed it off. And
yeah.
Said, no, at least I made some history.
Yeah, making a little, not the right type of history start your Fayetteville career, but he'll take it. 2-2, a check swing on a low fastball. Pedro Powell popped out of the crouch looking like he was ready to ring up Sullivan, but calls it ball three. So it fills on Sullivan, 1-0 Kannapolis. After an RBI single, and Sullivan goes down swinging. Challenged him with a fastball. Perkins gets it by him. And with one out, man at first, here comes Villarreal. As he stands in, let's work around the rest of the Kannapolis defense for the series opener.
A lot of new faces since these two teams last squared off. Nathan Archer, the left fielder. TJ McCants in center. George Wolko in right. Arxi Hernandez, the third baseman. Haral Perez at short. Ryan Burrows, the second baseman.
Hopper right back to the mound. Perkins has it, wants to go to second. And with a stretch, Burrows reels it in time. So risky play for Perkins to try and get the leading runner. It pays off. And he had a long throw to get there. Played that bouncer out in front of the mound. Quickly pivoted and fired accurately to Burrows.
It's a really nice throw there from Perkins. He's got Alec Makarevic over at first base. And Ronnie Hernandez doing the catching. That is always a little bit of a nerve-wracking throw if you're in the visiting dugout to see your pitcher make. But he threw it right on the money.
Here's the Janet King cleanup hitter of the game, Caden Powell. First pitch, taken for a strike, a slider. Nothing and one on Powell. Drafted one round prior to Joseph Sullivan, the sixth round pick. Out of the community college ranks, Seminole State, the 0-1. And Powell takes a knee-high fastball, a little too far inside. One ball and one strike. Two gone man at first, a fielder's choice for Villarreal on the bouncer back to the mound. Perkins from the belt, takes a long pause, brings the pitch clock down to five, and draws a soft bouncer towards third. Charging in with a bare hand, Arxi Hernandez. He pump fakes but does not throw. Pockets the baseball, and Caden Powell comes away with the second infield single of the inning. Two on with two out. Now Mauro Ochoa Jr. will get a chance to level this 1-0 Kannapolis lead.
Arxi Hernandez doing the right thing, playing back with two outs in the inning, knowing that Caden Powell can hit a rocket his way, but instead he tossed a little changeup up along the third base line. Not much you can do as a third baseman.
Ochoa looks at the first one down and away, and it's 1-0. Ochoa standing in, batting .224, team-high 9 home runs and 40 RBIs. Quiet series last week, though, in Augusta. Came away with just one hit, a double. And on the 1-0, he takes low and in. Two balls and no strikes. Ochoa and then Vogel, if the inning stretches any further. Carlton Perkins checks second base and fires. And Ochoa stays off a low one, gets ahead, three balls and no strikes.
And that's what we haven't seen too much of from Neomar Ochoa during this slump he's been in, getting in favorable counts. Great to see him work a 3-0 out of the gate in this series.
Sit back and wait for his perfect pitch, try and get a fastball dead down the middle. 3-0. And he got one, but had the red light, sits back and takes strike one. 3-1 the count. Villarreal at second, Powell down at first. Marquez needed almost 35 pitches to complete the first inning. Perkins with 18. Gets a swing and miss on Ochoa, that is, and it fills the count at 3-2. Ochoa just over top a fraction on a slider. And Annapolis in their reds today. The Woodpeckers are in the retro threads. Here's the payoff pitch. Runners going. And Ochoa hits one foul off the inside of his leg. He wears a big guard all the way up his shin. But still, that one caught him flush. And he limps around the home plate area while his manager, Ricky Rivera, heads over there to check up on him. And the team athletic trainer, Lawrence Vanderzon, will also head out there to see that Ochoa is okay.
I may have gotten him on the top of the left foot where there isn't so much protection. It's a quick conversation, and Ochoa is going to try to finish what he started in this at-bat.
The uniforms today, Kannapolis in those reds, it actually says Boll Weevils on the front of the jersey in white, the Piedmont Boll Weevil throwback jersey. Their original identity going back to the 90s before they became the Intimidators and then eventually the Cannonballers. 3-2 payoff pitch. Runners going, and Ochoa frozen on a breaking ball called strike three. So Fayetteville strands a pair, unable to level up the 1-0 Kannapolis lead. Ochoa is still in a lot of pain. Limps back towards the dugout, and we head to the second inning. 1-0 Kannapolis on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Let's head down to the field for tonight's Chick-fil-A Little Nuggets Home Run Derby. Take it away, Dom.
All right, you guys, we got 13-year-old Cameron here, and he said he's about to knock these balls out of the park for the Chick-fil-A Home Run Derby. You got three tries, Cameron, to knock it right over the fence. You ready? You guys make some noise for Cameron! All right, Cameron, Cameron. Come on, one more time, babe. Cameron, Cameron. Oh, the cow almost caught it. You ready? Cameron. You guys cheer him on. Woo! There you go. Make some noise for Cameron, guys. Let's go. Woo! All right, you guys. That's your Chick-fil-A Little Nuggets Home Run Derby. Back to you guys in the booth. Let's go.
Fans, make sure you download the Chick-fil-A app to redeem the prize. Scan that QR code now. Move. Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Pedro Marquez. Leading off the top of the second inning for the Cannonballers, the designated hitter, number 14, Lyle Miller-Green.
1-0 Cannonballers after one inning tonight at Segra Stadium. Lyle Miller-Green will lead it off for the Cannonballers, and he takes the first pitch outside from Fayetteville right-hander Pedro Marquez. Here's the 0-1, checks his swing. And on the appeal, Jared Neal says he did not go. 1-1 on Miller-Green. Nathan Archer on deck, the 9-hitter, and then the top of the order, Ryan Burrows. Pitch up and outside, and Miller-Green gets ahead 2-1. Marquez barely earned himself the opportunity to head back out there for the second. He needed 34 pitches to get through the first inning. I make it 33, actually, but he fell just short of that 35 pitch mark, which is pretty much your capper. You throw 35 in an inning and your day is done. Don't want to strain the arm too much. 3-1 pitch and a pop fly that will stay on the infield. Behind the mound, middle infielder Vogel and Holy communicating. It's Drew Vogel making the catch. Second baseman gets involved for the first time today. Out number one of the Kannapolis second, and here comes Nathan Archer.
Felt like Marquez needed to see that. In fact, that's the first ball. It was just the second ball put in play so far for Kannapolis. But just to see, you know, that's all right to give up a little bit of contact here and there. Don't need to strike everybody out and see if you can pitch a little more efficiently in the second inning.
Archer, the lefty, takes low on the first pitch. And it's 1-0. Nathan Archer, another new addition to the Kannapolis lineup of recent. 1-0 coming home. Misses inside. One ball and one strike. Now Archer playing in his 10th game with the Ballers, batting 226 to start out his Carolina League career. 7 hits over 31 at-bats, including a pair of doubles. 2 walks, 10 strikeouts. There's a good slider that cuts to the inside part of the plate. Base is empty. The infield shifted to pull. 2-1 is popped up. Back towards our broadcast location and just off to the left.
Archer playing his college ball in the MAC, Bowling Green. Of course, the MAC, a conference that Houston Astros know quite a lot about. They've drafted a number of guys out of there, Zach Cole, Andrew Taylor.
Yeah, guys have turned themselves into top 10 prospects, especially Cole, who is inside the top 5 now on the recent pipeline ranking.
Jaron Williams as well out of Toledo.
2 balls and 2 strikes on Archer with the bases empty. Here's the break even, and he tips it foul into Villarreal's mitt for strike 3. Good squeeze by the Fayetteville catcher to lock down Marquez's 3rd strikeout today. Ryan Burrows will stand in for a second time. He led off the first inning in what was a 7-batter inning. Now Burrows for the second time. He's 0-for-1 with a strikeout and looks at a fastball pretty close, but go for ball 1. Next pitch. A little bit low. 2 balls, no strikes on the Panama City, Panama native Ryan Burrows. Woodpeckers are used to seeing him lead things off. Goes after a high one and comes up empty, 2-1.
Made his Carolina League debut in the first game between these two teams this season.
And across the year, he's batting 223 over 62 contests. Good changeup down and in, draws the swing and miss. And Marquez climbs back in the count. 2 balls, 2 strikes after a long 7-batter first inning, trying to go 1-2-3. His 2-2. Awful close, just off the outside. Marquez taking a step towards the dugout. Didn't get the call. The payoff pitch is lifted down the left field line, hooking towards foul territory and into that first row of seats. Foul ball from Burrows to stay alive. On the season, the Woodpeckers are well behind in the head-to-head. They're just 3-9 against the Ballers this season. A 3-game series here at home right before the 4th of July holiday. And they went 1-2 over that 3-day window. Up and outside slider for ball 4. And once again, a 2-out base runner given up by Marquez. It hasn't been a problem for him getting 2 quick outs, but what do you do with 1 out to go? That's the question. Marquez allowed 4 straight batters to reach with 2 outs in the first, ultimately surrendering that 1 run. He'll try and prevent another inning from lengthening out on him. Here's TJ McCants. And on the first pitch, he misses low. 1 ball and no strikes on McCants. He's cleared the 50-pitch mark already. 51 on the day. For just an inning and 2/3. McCants with a chopper hit foul off to the right of first base and out towards the rain tarp.
If you're going to pick a day to have a shortened starter outing, at least it's on Tuesday with everyone getting the day off yesterday. Give a chance for that bullpen to get a little bit more rested. And the Packers only pitched 3 guys on Sunday as well, so they haven't really had to tax arms. At least they didn't have to in that series against the Green Jackets.
1-1 misses low. Marquez dropped a curve below the zone.
You also have that extra roster spot per se with Penn Murphy on rehab, so 18 total pitchers for the Woodpeckers.
Yeah, Woodpeckers still have Murphy rehabbing with them, and as of right now, no set date for when he'll be out there on the mound again during this homestand. 2-1, ripped on a line out into right field. quickly falls in front of Ochoa. Burrows circles around second. He's going to third. The throw from right field is on the money to get him. What a cannon from Naomar Ochoa Jr. He cuts down Ryan Burrows with a perfect throw from right field.
I think the foot's doing all right. What a throw.
An absolute launch from right. And that gets Marquez out of the second. We head to the home half. 1-0 Cannonballers.
Segra provides Segra Stadium with free public Wi-Fi. Log on now by selecting hashtag GoSegra. Take a look at the video board. These two lucky fans are sitting in the coolest seats in the house. You've won a tumbler courtesy of Blanton's. Call Blanton's for all your air conditioning, plumbing, and electrical needs. Hey, y'all, show us those tumblers. So cool. All right. On the mound for the Cannonball is Colton Perkins.
You want paradise, but someday you'll pay the price, I know.
Leading off the bottom of the second inning for the Woodpeckers, the second baseman, number 21, Drew Vogel.
Drew Vogel takes a strike to begin the bottom of the second inning. 1-0 Cannonballers here in the series opener. Inside pitch from Perkins, and it's 1-1. Vogel, then Schiavone and Cesar Hernandez, 6-7 and 8 hitters. First time around. High fastball runs the count to 2-1. Series opener and final six to be played between Fayetteville and Kannapolis this year. And these two sides won't see any of each other in 2025. New schedule being released a couple of days ago, and it does not have Woodpeckers Cannonballers on the schedule at any point. Always enjoy our trip down to Atrium Health Ballpark, but not going to happen in 2025. Vogel takes a strike on the 3-1, and it fills up the count. Drew batting just 074 to start his pro career, but a lot of unluckiness surrounding that number. He's put a ton of stuff in play. He's limited his strikeouts to just 4 across 27 at-bats, but hoping to see more stuff fall in. There's a fastball down and inside, and Perkins thought he had it, did not get the call. And the Kannapolis dugout complaining, asking where it is. Pedro Powell says low and in. Vogel takes the walk, heads down to first. And with the tying run on, nobody out, here comes Jason Schiavone, the Woodpecker first baseman. Second baseman Burrows shifts towards the middle, so a big gap there on the right side for Schiavone. First pitch. Jason swings a little bit late on a fastball. It's nothing and one. Vogel breaking on the pitch. Misses down and inside. Hernandez lost the ball on the transfer, and Vogel slides into second with a stolen base. Chose a good pitch to go on. He didn't have all that big of a lead, but it was a changeup offered up from Perkins, and Ronnie Hernandez, who popped out of the crouch quick, just lost it on trying to transfer it over to the throwing hand. It actually was called a strike, so it's 1-1 on Schiavone. Next pitch misses down and inside. And the count runs to 2-1.
It's good to see Vogel on the base paths. He's got that leadoff speed. Just haven't seen him that much on the bases because he hasn't gotten so lucky with some of the balls he's put in play.
Couple of looks down to second. Perkins fires. And the 2-2, a curve that gets the swing and miss. It's 2-2 now on Schiavone. He's batting 143 over his first seven games with the Woodpeckers. The 11th rounder in 2024 out of James Madison. Three hits over his first 21 at-bats, including a home run in this ballpark. His first pro hit coming last home series. 2-2. And Schiavone with a deep drive out into center field sends McCants back. He's all the way to the start of the warning track, makes a lunging grab right before the wall. Deep enough for Vogel to tag. He sprints to third. And Schiavone sending it to the deepest reaches of Segra Stadium anywhere else, and he's probably trotting around the bases. He'll settle for the fly ball that advances the runner. And is back to the dugout. One gone for Cesar Hernandez.
And that's a really great catch by T.J. McCants, a guy who's never played center field at Segra Stadium, one of the toughest center fields in the Carolina League. He went all the way back there, knew how far back that he had to go, and reeled it in just in front of the wall. Great grab.
Kannapolis infield plays shallow. Everybody at the cut of the grass for Hernandez. And he waves through a first pitch slider. Nothing and one on Cesar. Feels like an old veteran compared to all the new guys that are here in the building. Eight new position players added just over the last couple of weeks. He swings and lines it through the dive of the first baseman and out into right field. Vogel trots home, and Cesar Hernandez has tied up the game with an RBI single. 1-1 in the bottom of the second.
Nice job getting a bat on that breaking ball and just yanking it through the right side of the infield. A lot of hard contact in the start of this game for the Woodpeckers against Carlton Perkins. This is an offense that has been really good in the month of August, and they have raked about against just about everybody in this Carolina League.
And he's going on the first pitch. It's a strike to Holy. Throw down from Hernandez, not in time. Cesar Hernandez slides feet first into second base, got that left foot on the bag. He's hit the 30 RBI mark with his RBI single, and now he's picked up his 27th stolen base of the year, just two back of Yamal Encarnacion for the team lead. Holy behind, nothing in one. Here's the pitch, and he rips a line drive out into left field. It's out there quickly. Hernandez gets the stop sign at third as Archer comes up firing. And Max Holy goes back-to-back singles with Cesar Hernandez. Runners at the corners for the top of the order and Lucas Spence.
How big is it to set the table for some of these guys at the top of the order? Spence with the hit already. He's been tearing the cover off the ball as of late. Sullivan behind him. Villarroyal, the active team leader outside of Ochoa and RBIs. I mean, there's no easy outs in this lineup for Carlton Perkins. Doesn't want this to snowball like we've seen in some of his previous outings since getting called up to Kannapolis.
So Carlton Perkins has seen the entirety of the lineup. Here's Lucas Spence for his second time. Spence attacked the very first pitch he saw. And his first at-bat, came away with a single. Takes the first one low here, and it's 1-0. That was a sharp ground ball that was hit right back to the mound. It actually clipped off of Perkins' foot and trickled behind the mound for a single. The 1-0 to Spence. Off the end of the bat, third base side of the mound, charging Hernandez. He whips a throw to first. Late break for the plate. The throw, and it's in time to get Hernandez sliding in. Cesar had a very late break after Perkins collected the grounder and threw to first, and it costs him. Woodpeckers will settle for the game tying run on the RBI hit. They strand a runner, and it's 1-1 going to the third on the Woodpeckers broadcast network.
All right, fans, you know what time it is. It's time for t-shirts. Get on your feet and get loud for the Brian Honda T-shirt toss.
thinking that it might be a good idea to take her with me. She's ready to leave.
Well, let's go.
And I gotta keep it real now. Cause on the one team.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Pedro Marquez. Leading off the top of the third inning for the Cannonballers, the shortstop, number 5, Harold Perez.
Top of the third, we are tied at 1. Harold Perez leads it off against Pedro Marquez. Gate closed out in right field, and we are ready to roll. Woodpeckers level it up with an RBI single in the second. And now to take through the action, let's send it over to Colin Casey.
All right, thank you so much, Andrew Chapman. First pitch on the outside corner to Perez is called a strike. Raul Perez scored the only run so far for Kannapolis in that first inning. Hits one sharply on the ground. Diving play at short by Holy. Throw across the diamond. He got him. Another beautiful defensive play from Max Holy, and he takes away a sure hit from Perez. What a way to start this third inning.
Well, these new guys, they've really solidified that middle infield. Just quick reflexes, great angle taken to that ground ball, dipped a little bit to his left. And then right to his feet in the accurate cannon over to first base. Great defensive work tonight from the Woodpeckers.
George Wolko takes a breaking ball upstairs. There's a lot of folks who have seen that defense throughout Max Holy's career. He played his summer ball in Clinton. He was accustomed to making those plays as that pitch is cut on and missed. Wolko is still waiting for his first official at-bat of this series. Walked his first time up, takes a breaking ball outside. Top 10 prospect in the White Sox system. 2-1, Wolko hits it sharply to second. Another diving attempt, but this one goes off the glove of Vogel and into right field. George Wolko needs just two trips to the plate to pick up his first hit this week against Fayetteville, a one-out single.
Boy, Vogel even got just the very tip of his glove on that baseball, redirected it a little bit. His middle infield is rangy and been diving at everything. You knew Wolko would come away with at least one hit this week at Segra Stadium, though.
Likely won't be his last.
No, I don't think so.
First pitch, that misses low and outside. Alec Makarevics, who drove in the game's opening run, one sharply into right field that dropped in front of Ochoa. 1-0 from Marquez, misses down and a little bit outside. Up to 62 pitches now for Pedro Marquez, so we'll see just how far he goes. He was in the high 60s in his Carolina League debut against Augusta last week. 2-0 left downstairs, and Marquez in danger of issuing what would be his fifth walk. His Kannapolis offense leads the Carolina League in a number of categories, including batting average, hitting .252 as a team. 3-0, swinging away. Makarevics hits it foul off to the right. First in batting average, tied for the league lead in runs with Lynchburg, 581. They're fifth in home runs, first in on-base percentage, and second in both slugging and OPS. 3-1 pitch. Marquez misses a little bit outside. Ball popped out of the mid of Villarroel. So back-to-back one-out base runners, and the fifth walk drawn by the ballers sends Wolko to second, Makarevics to first. Close to decision time for Ricky Rivera. And for now, it will be Zach Wilkins, the pitching coach, to go out to the mound. Second time Zach has been out of the dugout. Villarroel will join in on this conversation. Now, Woodpeckers fans get a good look at the Kannapolis Cannonballers this week because with the schedule being dropped for the 2025 season, the Woodpeckers moving to the North Division, they will not play Kannapolis at all in 2025, one of two teams that the Woodpeckers won't play in the regular season. The other team they play next week on the road, the Charleston River Dogs. So a couple of rivalries here in the Carolinas. will not take place next year, and there will certainly be new ones built up in the Virginias. Well, I guess there's only one of them, but you don't go to West Virginia in the Carolina League. Two on, one out, and Rony Hernandez is the batter. First pitch, Marquez gets him to chop it to second. Vogel goes to second for one. Holy back to first, and just like that, Pedro Marquez is out of the inning. A 4-6-3 double play, and the side is retired. We go bottom three, still 1-1 the score between Kannapolis and Fayetteville on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
We'd like to thank all of our groups in attendance tonight. Take a look at the big board. When you see your name, make some noise and let us know where you're sitting. Also like to give a special shout out to everyone celebrating their birthday with us tonight. Happy birthday from the Woodpeckers. Leading off the bottom of the third inning for the Woodpeckers, the center fielder, number 23, Joseph Sullivan.
Joseph Sullivan bats for the second time tonight. 1-1 the score, home half of the third inning, and the first pitch from Carlton Perkins misses low. Both teams picking up a run. Kannapolis in the top of the first, Fayetteville in the bottom of the seventh, second. Fastball is in there for a strike. 40th pitch there from Perkins. Sullivan struck out swinging in a long at-bat against the right-hander his first time around. Takes the 1-1 inside. Sullivan making his debut on the road last week and had two hits that gave the Woodpeckers the lead for good across that series. Here he puts one in play, grounder to second. Ryan Burrow shuffles to his right and throws to Makarevic for the first out. Quick 4-3 put out, retires Sullivan. Hansel Villarroel comes up, Caden Powell to follow. The Cannonballers look to be in some trouble in the second inning after Cesar Hernandez tied the game with an RBI single. Max Holy then had a base hit himself, but a big 1-3-2 double play got Perkins out of the inning. He starts Villarroel with a strike on the outside corner. He reached down a fielder's choice his first time, and Villarroel fouls it into the screen. For Hansel, since he arrived in Fayetteville in late June, he is tied for the team lead and runs batted in with Naomar Ochoa Jr., so he has been that big of a difference maker to this Woodpeckers offense. 0-2, Villarroel out to right field. George Wilco a couple steps in. Makes the one-handed catch for the second out. Two up, two down for Perkins. He's looking for his first 1-2-3 inning. Caden Powell, who had an infield single his first time around, digs in. Woodpeckers, as Chappie alluded to, have lost 9 of 12 to Kannapolis to start this season series. Powell check swings and he went around. However, they won the last game back on July 6th in what was one of the craziest games of the season. It was back and forth late. The Woodpeckers lost a pretty big lead and trailed going into the top of the ninth inning, but rallied to win 11-9. One is just below the knees, 95 miles an hour from Perkins. Kenny Gomez, the big RBI triple into right center field at Atrium Health Ballpark. That was the difference. Powell went around again. It's 1-2. Of course, Gomez since promoted to High A Asheville, and that's really been the case for a lot of guys in this season series. A very different roster on both sides than the one we saw when these two teams first met back in May. Perkins back to the mound, and now we got a pitch clock violation. It was a little late call. There was a disengagement by Perkins with nobody on, but Pat Leland wants a clarification, and the Kannapolis manager will have a moderately animated conversation with Pedro Powell. Speaking of that July 6th game, Patrick Leland was ejected from that ball game. He argued a ground ball that appeared to be very foul off the bat of Alejandro Nunez down the first base side and ultimately led to some runs, so got his money's worth. But this probably won't blow up into something like that. Just wants some clarification from Powell. And clearly Patrick Leland not happy with what he's hearing.
Yeah, unless they're saying Powell was the one to disengage, but, you know, otherwise, rule says that with nobody on base, you can't step off and reset the clock. So, comes to a close.
So it remains 2-2 after the violation, and Powell stays alive, fouls it straight back. Powell now hitting .357 since joining the Woodpeckers after that infield single in the second. Perkins 2-2. Powell sends it in the air down the right field line. Wolko jogging over, but it slices out of play. Talk about the power from George Wolko. He also moves very well out in right field. A lot of Spencer Jones comparisons, former Vanderbilt Commodore that one of the top prospects in the New York Yankees system. Difference, of course, Wolko coming out of high school, drafted just 17 years old last year. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Perkins will try again. And his 2-2 misses down and in. Naomar Ochoa Jr. waiting on deck. Infield playing back with two away. 3-2 to Powell. Broken bat, soft grounder to short, having to charge Perez, has to rush the throw, and it pulls Makarevic's off the bag. Caden Powell is safely into first with two outs in the inning. Very tricky play from Haral Perez, and having to throw on the run was enough to pull Makarevic's off that first base bag, and Powell can run. He now stands at first with two away and gives Ochoa a chance.
There's been a lot of speed added to this lineup ever since the overhaul, and Powell didn't get the contact he wanted but made up for it with his legs.
Chopper to third, lunging to knock it down Hernandez, but it's foul. Official scoring decision. They will get Powell, give Powell a single. It's Perez had to come all the way in, so it's a multi-hit game in the series opener for Caden Powell. Takes a four-step lead off of first. Woodpeckers have already stolen two bases so far. Throw over. Powell dives in safely. Throw almost went over the head of Makarevic's. Ochoa struck out with two on in the first inning to end the frame. Went down looking on a breaking ball. 0-1, and he is way out in front of that curve. Sun setting here at 7:30 on the East Coast. Lights on. Days getting shorter and shorter as the summer comes to an end. 0-2 pitch. Ochoa leaves this one down in the dirt. Game number 113 for the Woodpeckers out of 130 with two cancellations. 1-2 pitch. Tipped foul again by Ochoa. Saw two games canceled in the previous homestand as the Lynchburg Hillcats came to town, and due to the effects of Tropical Storm Debbie and some other weather that moved in late in the week, only got to play four games out of a possible six. 1-2 pitch, fouled off again by Ochoa. Played all 132 in 2023. And by my recollection, it was 130 in 2022 as well. Woodpeckers went 55 and 75. 1-2 pitch. Ochoa, line drive fair down the left field line. Pass to Diva Hernandez. It kicks off the cutout. Archer comes in to pick it up, fires it in, but not before Naomar Ochoa Jr. rips a two-out double. That puts two in scoring position for Fayetteville.
Just tucking it inside of the chalk, and it was a pretty good read by Archer out in left field. He noticed with the way the wall juts out that it was going to carry him back in towards left field, and by shortening up his route, he might have saved Powell from breaking towards the plate, but I see Naomar get into one. Kind of a quiet week last week. Just one hit outside of a double. Comes up with one here early in the opener.
That's his 15th of the season. Pitching coach Blake Hickman out to talk it over with Perkins. As Kannapolis trying to keep this a tie game. Half a dozen hits already for the Woodpeckers. They've had two in all three frames. Hickman back towards the dugout. And Drew Vogel with a golden chance. Bring home a couple with one swing. Vogel drew a walk and scored the game's only run for Fayetteville last inning. Powell leads off a third. Ochoa off of second. Perkins opting to go from the stretch. A look at second. Now his first pitch. And Vogel takes it low and outside. Peckers have had to play from behind a lot over the last several weeks. They've already evened the ball game after falling behind 1-0, trying to jump out in front in this bottom of the third. 1-0 pitch, tapped foul off the mitt of Hernandez. Vogel's only hit of the series last week in Augusta came on Sunday. Infield RBI single to third. The 1-1 pitch taken outside. Carlton Perkins now up over 60 pitches. No action yet in the ballers' bullpen. That could change quickly. Another glance over at second, the 2-1. Vogel, line shot caught by Burrows. It has been that kind of start to Drew Vogel's professional career. Hit it on the screws, but right at the Kannapolis second baseman to end the inning. Woodpeckers leave a pair in scoring position, and the ball game remains tied as we head to the top of the fourth inning. Kannapolis 1, Fayetteville 1. You're listening to the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Well, you make a man dream. Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Pedro Marquez. Leading off the top of the fourth inning for the Cannonballers, the third baseman, number 33, Arxi Hernandez.
Bottom third of the order leads off the top of the fourth inning for Kannapolis. Arxi Hernandez takes a curveball that misses up and outside. Woodpeckers and Cannonballers tied at one apiece a third of the way through this ballgame. Pedro Marquez misses up and outside, 2-0. This could very well be the last batter that Marquez faces as he's nearing 70 pitches. 2-0 is lined sharply down the left field line. It lands 5 feet fair and heads into the corner. Spence over to pick it up. Hernandez heading into second. He's going to try for three, but pumps the brakes, has to go back and dives in safely to second with a leadoff double. Look for a second like Arxi Hernandez was going to try to push the envelope for three, but he wisely went back after the throw came in from Spence. And that is the first extra base hit for the Cannonballers tonight, a leadoff double in the fourth. So Hernandez at second, Lyle Miller-Green. We've got an opportunity, and it appears it will be against Pedro Marquez. Ricky Rivera remains at the top step of the home dugout. First pitch to Miller-Green, taken on the outside corner for a strike. Popped out to second in his first at-bat against the Woodpeckers this season. That pitch is hit pretty well down the right field line. Will it stay fair? Yes, it will. Lyle Miller-Green launches a two-run home run. Back-to-back extra base hits to start this fourth inning, and Kannapolis is back in front, 3-1. Just went the other way and got it over that yellow line and right. And for Marquez, that will be a tough end to his first start at Segra Stadium. Ricky Rivera making his way out to the mound, and the night will be over for Marquez after three-plus innings. So he's now on the hook for the loss, and Fayetteville will turn to the bullpen. We'll tell you about the new arm when we come back. Kannapolis jumps out in front 3-1, nobody out here in this top of the fourth inning. Woodpeckers making a change.
Fans, this Woodpeckers call to the bullpen is being brought to you by Black's Tire and Auto Services. Now pitching for the Woodpeckers, number 20, Johan Ogando.
Ogando takes over on the mound. The base is empty, nobody out, and two home in the inning for the Cannonballers thanks to the two-run shot off the bat of Lyle Miller-Green, his second as a member of the single-A affiliate of the Chicago White Sox. Gondo's first pitch misses to Nathan Archer. His second pitch is tagged out to left field. Spence going back towards the wall. He makes a running catch just in front of the warning track and a much-needed first out of the inning after the Cannonballers had back-to-back extra base hits to open up the fourth. Archer just missed, leaving Segra Stadium to make it back-to-back. So he's retired. One away for Ryan Burrows. Day done for Pedro Marquez. He goes three-plus innings, gives up three earned runs on five hits, five walks, and four strikeouts. Ryan Burrows fouls the first pitch straight back.
Just couldn't quite lock down an efficient third out throughout his day. Picked up two quick outs in the first and the second. Then the walks just extended things, and without those, it would have been a pretty clean line.
Breaking ball sails up and in on Burrows. It is 1-1. And for Yoana Gondo, gets a swing and a miss for strike two. He's making his fifth appearance as a member of the Woodpeckers. Six innings pitched. He's given up four earned runs, five hits, 10 walks, 10 strikeouts in that span. Opponents hitting 238 against the righty. Burrows breaks his bat and side spins one foul. Gondo started the season with the Florida Complex League Astros, went 2-2 there with a 608 earned run average. So he finds himself in a bridge capacity here. Do know that Ramy Rodriguez is available, perhaps as a tandem for Pedro Marquez tonight in this opener. Burrows grabs some new lumber, gets the two-tone bat, and is ready for the 1-2. From the windup, Gondo delivers, and Burrows goes the other way, sends it out to right field. Ochoa took a bad route on that ball, but the center fielder, Sullivan, comes over and runs it down on the warning track for the second out. So that is four well-struck balls in this inning, and fortunately for the Woodpeckers, two of them have resulted in flyouts.
Well, Sullivan showcasing some range, and always good to know your center fielder has your back. Ochoa's strength is getting great reads off of the ball, quickly identifying where it's going to end up. He cut a little too far over to his right, and Sullivan found the right spot.
DJ McCants, who's been able to strike the ball pretty well so far, takes ball one low. A strikeout and a single for the Kannapolis two-hitter. The 1-0 late swing there for McCants. Slugging 867 in his limited time in single A coming into this ball game. The 1-1, breaking ball foul tipped and held onto by Villarroel. McCants out of Pensacola, Florida. 16th round draft pick by the Chicago White Sox. The 1-2 pitch, Gondo misses just outside. Member of the Crimson Tide, University of Alabama. His brother Jordan was drafted 3 years prior by the Miami Marlins in the third round. 2-2, and McCants hits it out to left field. This should end the inning. Coming in, Spence. Far easier play to make, and he secures it to retire the side. Three flyouts coming after the two-run home run from Lyle Miller-Green, and Kannapolis is back in front as we go to the bottom of the fourth. 3-1 ballers on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Woodpecker fans, it's time for the Fayetteville Regional Airport Luggage Race. Let's head down to Dom with our contestants. Take it away, Dom.
Thanks, Ray. All right, we've got Mackenzie and Logan about to do the Fayetteville Regional Airport Luggage Race. You guys know how to play this game? Okay, I'm going to tell you again. All right, so what you're going to do is you're going to run, put your pants on, and then you're going to run to the shirt, put your shirt on, put all the clothes in the luggage like you're running late, and zip it up and bring it back. You guys ready? All right, line up for me right here. Are you guys ready in the stands? Ready and go! All right, let's see who's going to be the first to get him on. Logan's going pretty fast. Come on, Mackenzie, you got it, you got it. Uh-oh, Logan. Logan's on to the shirt. You guys cheer him on a little bit. Come on. All right, let's see who's going to be the first to zip up their suitcase and bring it on back. Uh-oh. Mackenzie, this might be it. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. All right, hey, Logan is our winner. You guys make some noise. Back to you guys at the booth.
Back on the mound for the Cannonball is Carlton Perkins. Leading off the bottom of the fourth inning for the Woodpeckers, the first baseman, number 28, Jason Schiavone.
Well, it was the 7, 8, and 9 hitters that made some noise in the top of the fourth. Two runs to give Kannapolis a 3-1 lead. Now it's the bottom third of the Woodpeckers' order in the bottom half. First pitch to Jason Schiavone, misses up and in. Carlton Perkins back on the mound. He's delivered three innings of one-run ball so far for Kannapolis on the mound, but has surrendered six hits, two in each inning. 1-0 is on the outside corner. That's the 65th pitch for Perkins. Jason Schiavone did not have a hit, but hit one to the deepest part of the park his first time up. Tips one foul off the inside of his left leg. That's the second time today the Woodpeckers have had a guy foul it off his left foot. Neomar Ochoa Jr. did so back in the first inning as well. Schiavone will be followed by Cesar Hernandez and Max Holy. Both of those guys with hits in their first two trips collectively against Perkins. 1-2, Schiavone takes down and away. Randy Rodriguez starting to throw in the Woodpeckers' bullpen. 2-2, Schiavone swings and misses, chased one a little bit low. Carlton Perkins picks up his third strikeout tonight and sets down the leadoff man here in the bottom of the fourth.
Yeah, for Carlton Perkins, this has been a nice riding the ship after a couple of turbulent outings. You mentioned those five earned runs he gave up on the road against Columbia, seven hits his last time around, but he's given up hits tonight, but overall kept the base runners left aboard.
Cesar Hernandez takes low and outside. I'm sure Patrick Leland would certainly take four innings of one-run ball, especially given this offense that the Cannonballers have. Puts themselves in a great position to secure this series opener. Hernandez takes a breaking ball down and inside. RBI single for Cesar. Smashed through the right side of the infield in his first AB. And now he has a 3-0 count, takes outside. Working quickly, Perkins, the 3-0, is outside ball four. Carlton Perkins issues his second walk so far. And now Hernandez, who has already stolen a base once, will be at first with one away. Max Holy singled the left in his first at-bat, made a nice diving play in the third inning. See if you can turn this into a multi-hit game. Hernandez on the move, got a little bit of a late jump, throw down, sliding in. Hernandez just passed the tag of Burrows, kept his hand on the base, and he has himself his second stolen base in as many attempts tonight.
Number 28 of the year, since Yamal Encarnacion got promoted, Cesar has a clear chance of being the first guy with 30 steals this year.
Yamal promoted with 29. Fifth most in a single season in Woodpeckers history. That's a balk.
Yep.
And Perkins, who at the last second decided to spin towards second. He had already made a little bit of a move towards home. And once you do that, you cannot try to pick someone off. So Hernandez is awarded third.
Yeah, you can see read Jared Neal's lips because Perkins asked him what he did wrong, and Jared said you made a slight move towards the mound.
So runner at third, one out, and Max Holy takes pitch down low. That's six straight balls now for Perkins after he set down Schiavone. Infield playing back for the ballers, the 2-0. And Holy with a tapper, foul up along the third baseline. Max Holy, the Clinton, Iowa native, playing his college ball at Central Missouri for the Mules. 2-1, that misses inside. Played his college baseball at Jim Crane Stadium. Of course, the alma mater of Houston Astros owner Jim Crane. This will be the 77th pitch from Perkins. Here it is. And Holy grounds it over towards second. Hernandez will score easily. Throw to first by Burrows is in time, but Max Holy gets the Woodpeckers a little bit closer. It's 3-2.
I thought the Woodpeckers played really good situational baseball over the weekend. You know, they came up with sac flies with runners at third, productive ground outs that advanced base runners, and here they are again, man at third, one out. You just don't want to strike out. Holy does his job.
So now Lucas Spence, about the bases empty, takes a called strike one. Spence, a week ago today, hit his first professional home run in the opener against the Augusta Green Jackets. Takes down in the dirt. It was the only home run from either team in the entire series. So the Woodpeckers have not left the yard in the last five games. Perkins with the 1-1 up and outside. For Holy, that RBI his second of his professional career. 2-1 pitch. That's below the knees. Saw the Woodpeckers put together several two-out rallies against the Green Jackets last week, so Spence can find a way aboard. He's got Joseph Sullivan batting behind him. 3-1 pitch is hit up the middle by Spence. Lunging Perez, he can't get there. Lucas Spence with his second hit of the ball game. And the Woodpeckers now with seven as a team have themselves a two-out base runner. Decision time for Patrick Leland, and he's made his decision. Comes out of the visiting dugout, and he will make a move towards the bullpen. So the day is done for Carlton Perkins. Won't go long enough to be eligible for the victory, and is responsible for Spence, who stands at first base. It'll be a right-hander coming in for Kannapolis, trying to get the final out of this fourth inning. The Woodpeckers creeping their way closer, 3-2. From Segra Stadium.
What you say? I have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more.
This pitching change is brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Did you know the North Carolina Education Lottery now has digital instants? Which means you can have instant fun and instant wins from your mobile device or computer. Register to play digital instants today for a whole new way to win. Now pitching for the Cannonballers, number 38, Connery Peters.
Cannonballers make a move to the bullpen. This visiting pitching change brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. And the first pitch from Connery Peters is laced into center field. And Joseph Sullivan has his first Segra Stadium hit. Wasted no time. Squared that one up and rips a single. Moves Spence to second. And the Woodpeckers cooking something up with two outs in the inning. A tying run now over at second base. Peters making his 25th appearance of the season. Starts Villarroel with a breaking ball that misses outside. 2-0 record, a 4.64 earned run average for the free agent signing out of Crowley, Texas from 2023. 1-0, Villarroel takes outside. Hansel is 0-2, reached on a fielder's choice before flying out to right. Second professional season for Connery Peters, ended last season with Kannapolis. 2-0, Villarroel cuts and misses. Inning began with the Jason Schiavone strikeout. Cesar Hernandez walked, stole second, advanced to third on a balk, and came in to score on a Max Holy ground out. Now back-to-back two-out singles for Fayetteville. 2-1, both runners moving. Villarroel tips it foul. The good speed on the bases between Lucas Spence and Joseph Sullivan. Already collected a couple of stolen bags in their brief time here in Fayetteville. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Villarroel awaits the 2-2, and he takes it low and outside. Full count. Caden Powell is 2-for-2, standing in the on-deck circle. Peters looks in, gets the signs from Rony Hernandez. The 3-2. Breaking ball, fouled back.
It's a really well-executed pitch by Peters. Curveball down and outside. It gets the chase, but Villarroel, he kind of swings low to the ground, low center of gravity, and is able to fish that out of there and force him to come into the zone.
24 RBIs for Villarroel, 10 in the month of August alone. 3-2 again. And he fouls it off once more. Of course, we'll have score updates throughout the night. And of course, the one that certainly matters the most right now between Charleston and Myrtle Beach. 2-0 Charleston leads so far through three innings. Peters with the 3-2. Taken outside, ball four. Hansel Villarroel works a deep count. And on the ninth pitch from Connery Peters, he draws the walk. Bases loaded, two down. Here comes Caden Powell. Spot he found himself in quite a bit during his time at Seminole State. And with the Woodpeckers trailing 3-2, anything in the outfield should give Fayetteville the lead. Peters from the stretch. First pitch, curveball a little bit upstairs. Good take from Powell. 11 hits already in just 2 weeks for Caden Powell. Nowhere to put him for Peters. The 1-0, and Powell gets underneath one and hits a towering fly ball to left. Should be routine for Archer, and he makes the catch to end the inning. So Powell got his pitch to hit, but just swung underneath it, and the Woodpeckers leave him loaded to end the fourth inning. But a ground out for Max Holy scores Cesar Hernandez, and we got ourselves a one-run ball game going to the fifth. Fayetteville trails Kannapolis 3-2 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
It's time for the Coldwell Banker Advantage Kiss Cam. Kiss Cam. Kiss Cam. Fast horse, ride me off into the sunset. Baby, I'm forever yours. It's the way. Kiss Cam. It's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal. Kiss Cam. It's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment. It's unthinkable. Kiss Cam. Kiss Cam. You can kiss Cam. On the rooftop under the sky. Oh, you can kiss Cam. Kiss Cam. Open while the rain comes pouring inside. Oh, kiss me in sweet. Kiss Cam. Let everything slide. Kiss Cam. It's the way you love me. It's a feeling like this.
centrifugal motion. It's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment. It's a subliminal. This kiss.
Fans, this Woodpecker's Call to the Bullpen is being brought to you by Black's Tire and Auto Services. Now pitching for the Woodpeckers, number 15, Rainy Rodriguez.
Through four at Segres Stadium, Woodpeckers trailing by a run 3-2 to the Kannapolis Cannonballers. New arm on the mound for Fayetteville. Right-hander Rainy Rodriguez set to face the heart of the Kannapolis order. And to tell you about Rainy, here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
All right, thanks, Colin. Rodriguez leans in and gets his first sign of the night from Hansel Villarreal. Fires to Perez and delivers a strike. Nothing in one. Ramey 2-7 on the season with a 6.91 ERA, 21 games and 10 starts on the year. Tonight, his 12th appearance in a relief role. High and inside with a slider. 1-1 on Perez. 69 innings of work on the season, 63 hits given up, 66 walks, and 71 punchouts. Makes the adjustment, delivers a slider for a strike on the outside corner to Perez. It's 1-2. Raymond will see the heart of the order here. Perez, Wolko, and then Makarevics. Misses down and outside with mid-90s velo. It's 2-2. Woodpeckers saw the best version of Ramy Rodriguez last week on the road in Augusta. First career outing of five hitless innings. Misses wide with another slider, and it's 3-2. Five scoreless, hitless against Augusta. That was on the 14th, the Wednesday game, game two of the series. He got the start, walked three, struck out four. Payoff pitch is ripped on a line deep into the left center field gap. Spence angling back. It's over his head, and one hops off of the wall. Perez stretching down to second, and he's in standing with a leadoff double. It was a well-located fastball, a little bit in the mid-90s, but Perez was ready for it. He smokes it out into the carve-out near the 368-foot marker, and Kannapolis quickly has a man in scoring position on their third extra base hit, a pair of doubles and a home run today from their lineup. And here comes the powerful George Wolko.
Perez was a heck of a hitter for Rancho Cucamonga when he was with the Dodgers organization, picking up right where he left off in the Cal League.
First pitch to Wolko, and he whiffs through a low fastball. One ball, no strikes. Wolko's reached in both of his plate appearances, batting in the cleanup spot tonight, a walk and a single. One for one to start his series with Perez down at second. Kannapolis trying to get the run right back after the Woodpeckers scored in the bottom of the fourth. Wolko takes down and outside, and whoa, Rainy Rodriguez just tumbled off the side of the mound and has come up limping. He rolled up on his right ankle and right away is in a lot of pain and hunched over, pointed his ankle to manager Ricky Rivera, and everybody out of the dugout quickly to check up on Ramey. And yep, he's showing that he just rolled that right ankle. That's his back right foot, so the one he's driving off of from the mound, and where he tweaked it.
Yeah, it was when he landed, springing that right leg around, swinging it around after you throw that pitch and just planted it wrong. I think he kind of went toe first into the ground, and that force just caused it to turn. And it's always difficult as a pitcher to have that type of injury happen because your lower body is everything when it comes to being able to generate power, be able to control where you're throwing. And that first pitch he threw was awfully wild. Hopefully he finds a way to be able to stay in this ball game, but can't imagine it's all that comfortable right now.
Well, he's gotten to the point where he's throwing warm-up pitches. He's back on the mound. He did some jumping up and down, and he's not in his head that he feels okay. I think initially when you roll up that ankle, you're just a little bit shocked by it, but after feeling it out for a moment, walking around and shuffling his weight on the mound, he feels like he's all right. So best-case scenario that Rainy Rodriguez is able to stay in the game. Otherwise, it would have been another call to the bullpen and a third reliever burned just at the midway point. Rainy Rodriguez tasked with eating up a chunk of innings tonight. Ideally go 3-4, maybe even 5 if he can stay efficient. On his first pitch back on the hill, he misses inside on Wolko. Count runs to 2-1. Kannapolis scoring 3 runs on 6 hits tonight. Wolko with a pop-up, left side of home plate, and drifting foul into the stands. Evens up at 2-2. On deck is Alek Makarevich. Woodpeckers have issued 5 walks today, all by the starter, Marquez. 2-2. Wolko strikes out swinging. A low slider gets him. And a nice bounce back for Remy Rodriguez after rolling up on the right ankle. He fights it off, picks up the strikeout, and with one gone, here's Makarevich.
You really hope that it's not anything that can impact Ramey's ability to command the zone, because his command was so great last time out against the Green Jackets, and we know the movement has always been there. That has never been an issue for Remy Rodriguez. He's got some of the best movement on the team, and now that the command's starting to catch up, he is looking like a much different pitcher.
First pitch to Makarevich misses outside. 1-0. He started the scoring in this game with an RBI single in the top of the first. It brought home Harold Perez. And here he is again with Perez in scoring position, one gone. Rodriguez from the belt kicks the left leg, throws, and Makarevich with a high fly out into the left center field alleyway. Spence shuffles over. He camps underneath, waits for it, makes the catch, and fires on to third to hold the runner. Perez hangs at second. And Makarevich with the flyout for out number two. Here comes Rony Hernandez. Hernandez has rolled into a double play and drawn a walk today. Stands in for a third time, 0-for-1 in the game, and hits with Perez at second. Remy Rodriguez kicks and throws and misses outside. Last time Rodriguez pitched in a relief role, he struggled with command. He walked 5, gave up 6 earned runs. You also have an outing, though, where he pitched out of the bullpen against Charleston here at home back on July 21st, where he gave up no earned runs over 4 innings. So some mixed results this season when Ramey pitches as a reliever. Been in tandem all year. He misses outside, 2-0 on Hernandez. You can look through a guy's splits to see how he compares numbers-wise from a starter role or a bullpen role. There's a good wraparound slider called a strike, and it's 2-1. As a starter this year, he has a 5.11 ERA. As a reliever, it balloons up to an even 9 ERA, so a run per inning. 2-1 coming home, and a line shot pulled through the right side. Ochoa playing towards the gap, has a long run. Cuts off the roller before the track, and this circles Perez home from second base, and the Cannonballers get the run right back. They return to a 2-run lead, now 4-2 on the RBI swing from Rony Hernandez.
It's the thing about these ballers, you got both Rony and Arxie Hernandez towards the bottom of the order that have been about as consistent as you can ask for your back-end guys, so to speak. They're still both really good players and really good hitters, but when you have the talent that the ballers have had go through their single-A system throughout the season, it's just nice to have regulars there.
Now it's Arxie Hernandez, and he takes strike one on the low outside corner.
I mean, this is your season-long hit leader batting in this spot. 87 hits for Arxie.
3 of those home runs, 46 RBIs as well. Woodpeckers giving up most of the right side of that infield. And there's a good front-door breaking ball called strike two. 3 different Cannonballers have driven in a run tonight. RBI singles from Rony Hernandez along with Makarevich, plus the 2-run home run from Lyle Miller-Green back in the fourth. 0-2 with 2 outs. And Rodriguez misses down and outside with a slider. Again, he tumbled off that left side of the mound. But he quickly gets back up to the hill and swipes away a little bit of dirt from the landing spot. Double and a single in this inning, along with the strikeout and the flyout. The 1-2, high and in. Hernandez has to lift his elbows out of the way. Squares up the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. It was a long first inning for Pedro Marquez, nearly 35 pitches. Now a 21-pitch first frame for Ramey out of the bullpen. Here's the 2-2. And it sweeps to the outside. Villarreal snares it with a backhand. It fills the count. 3-2 on Arcy Hernandez. And the powerful Lyle Miller-Green, who hit the two-run home run, he stands on deck. Canapolis has scored all four. I'll make it 2 of their 4 runs with 2 outs today. And on an inside pitch, Hernandez loops it foul over the first base dugout. Two out singles from Makarevics and now Ronnie Hernandez. Rodriguez leans in, gets his sign from Villarreal, sets at the belt, throws the 3-2, and it's popped foul and out of play. Got to give these cannonballers credit for battling with 2 strikes. There's really not been a ton of quick outs today. There's not been a ton of strikeouts, just 4 punch outs for the Fayetteville staff that leads the Carolina League in that figure this season. Deep counts worked by the ballers. Payoff pitch is on a soft line along the left field side. It drops fair. Spence over to cut it off. Heading to third is Hernandez. Arcy trails into second. Roney ends up at third. And the Cannonballers continue to stretch out this fifth inning with 2 outs. Back-to-back singles against Rodriguez. And you may see a meeting on the mound. Pitching coach Zach Wilkins got to be thinking about going out there and talk about how they want to go about Lyle Miller-Green. And here's Zach.
Both of those hits with 2 outs, kind of just hitting them where they ain't. We saw the shift on with Ronny Hernandez and Ochoa taking away the right center field gap. He just ripped it down the right field line. And this time around, once again, you have Spence playing pretty far off the left field line. And Arcy Hernandez, who hit one into the corner his first time around, just said, you know what, I'll do it again, and dropped it into shallow left field. So these cannonballers about as good as it gets in the Carolina League when it comes to directional hitting. And I know that there's been talk about how Riku Nishida gives a lot of tips to some of his teammates how to become a better hitter.
Yeah,
I feel like some of these guys have certainly taken it to heart because those last couple of hits have looked like Riku Nishida-type hits.
Well, there's some bullpen activity. A right-hander is starting to get up and throw some weighted baseballs around. And not going to be long until we see Robbie Kellerman, the bullpen catcher, start to warm up a new arm. Remy Rodriguez trying to escape this fifth inning with just 1 run of damage, but has 2 in scoring position, 2nd and 3rd for Lyle Miller-Green, who had a 2-run home run to right his last time around. This first pitch gets away from Villarreal towards the backstop. Villa jumps on top of it, but the run comes home. Ronnie Hernandez scores, and a wild pitch has given the Cannonballers a 3-run advantage, now 5-2.
That's always the concern with Ramy Rodriguez. Sometimes he just gets too wild once you get a couple of runners on or in scoring position, and not the way you want to start that at-bat against Miller-Green.
Meanwhile, Arcy Hernandez gets to third, and a tip foul straight to the backstop. One and one on Miller-Green. Pitch up and in.
Milo's been pretty good for Ramey, at least. Fastball sitting in the mid-90s, which is where it's been over the last couple of outings.
There's a strike on an inner half breaking ball, 2-2. Arcy Hernandez coming off his 19th double of the year. He stands over at third. It's the 2nd straight multi-run inning for Canapolis. 2 in the 4th, 2 in the 5th. Grounder yanked foul up along the 3rd baseline. And that was the 30th pitch of the inning for Ramy Rodriguez. And they probably won't let him go too far beyond 35. After 5 hitless in Augusta, he's been tagged for 3 hits in this 5th inning alone. Another 2-2 on the way. And he strikes out swinging. A breaking ball gets him. Rodriguez strands a man at third but surrenders two runs. And the Cannonballers have jumped out to a game-high three-run lead. 5-2 Kannapolis as we go to the bottom of the fifth on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
It's time for the King Cake Challenge. Let's go down to Dom with our contestant. Take it away, Dom.
Thanks, Ray. In true Mardi Gras fashion, we've got Reed and Ryan are about to dive into this king cake to find this little buddy right here. You guys ready? Let's get dirty. Go. Oh, that's a very interesting approach. Make sure to save me a slice. What are you doing? Ryan is taking no prisoners right now. Get dirty, Reed. Go. It's okay. You don't have to save me a slice. Get dirty. Find the cake. Are you sure there's no baby in there, Ryan? All right. Reed has found the baby. He has good luck and a prize. Back to you guys in the booth. Make some noise for Reed, guys.
Back on the mound for the Cannonball is Connery Peters. Leading off the bottom of the fifth inning for the Woodpeckers, the right fielder, number 27, Neomar Ochoa Jr.
Home fifth inning, and the Woodpeckers down by a game-high three runs. Kannapolis scores two in the top of the fifth. Now a 5-2 game as Ochoa swings the first pitch and drives it deep to left. Archer, towards the start of the warning track, has room to make the grab. Ochoa struck it well, but just a little too far underneath it. And Connery Peters quickly picks up one out on one pitch to start the home fifth. Ochoa goes to 1-for-3 after his third inning double. Here comes Drew Vogel. Vogel with a walk and a tough luck lineout towards the middle of the infield back in the third. That stands as a kind of a tipping point of today's game when Fayetteville had two in scoring position. Vogel, he smoked it squarely off the barrel, but right to Burrows, who was shifted up the middle. Here's the pitch, and Vogel takes a strike. Even if Burrows was a step or two more to his right, it was hit so hard that that liner probably gets into center, scores two runs, and Woodpeckers are within a run. Down and away, slider to Vogel, and it's a ball and a strike. Drew's drawn one of three walks given up today by Kannapolis pitching. This is down and inside with it. And it's two, a 3-1 on Vogel. Remy Rodriguez surrendering the two Kannapolis runs in the top of the fifth inning. Vogel pops it up behind home plate. Rony Hernandez sheds the mask, gives it a look. This will end up in the seats and fill up the count at 3-2. Jason Schiavone on deck. Cesar Hernandez in the hole. Kannapolis has led all night. The Woodpeckers did tie the game at 1-1 in the bottom of the second inning, but the Ballers have scored four runs over the last two. 3-2 pitch, and Vogel spoils it foul onto the roof of the Avex Club.
This offense, Chappie, though, has proven that three runs really hasn't been a whole lot. They erased a couple of three-run deficits on the road against Augusta, including one on Sunday.
Yeah, they can play from behind. The Woodpeckers have north of 25 wins this year in games in which they trailed. Yeah, 28 games this season they have gone on to win, and which at one point they played from behind. Pitch misses inside on Vogel, backs him off the plate, and he will head down to first with a one-out walk. Second walk today by Drew. And here's Jason Schiavone. The tying run now in the on-deck circle.
We've seen some pretty dramatic come-from-behind wins throughout the season. That big one against the Carolina Mudcats in which they walked it off. Oliver Carrillo had a really big one on the road against Salem. I think they trailed by 5 runs in that game, came back to win.
First pitch to Schiavone. It's down and inside. And tonight it'll come down to just which bullpen can pick up efficient outs. Both sides having to turn away from their starters pretty quickly. Marquez going 3 innings today for the Woodpeckers. And Perkins for Kannapolis went 3 2/3. There's a knee-high slider a little too far in. And it's 1-1 on 1-0, that is, on Schiavone. Jason Hitless, a fly out to center and a strikeout. Kannapolis giving up the right side. Burrows all the way towards the middle from second. This fastball squeezes in on Schiavone, and that was actually a 2-ball pitch. 3 balls and no strikes now on the righty. Short lead off of first for Vogel. He stole second in the second inning. And they're picking off anyways to check up on him. Chance to get the tying run to the plate in Cesar Hernandez. A 3-0 offering. And Schiavone taking the entire way. Looks at a belt-high fastball for strike one. Eight hits per side. Kannapolis generating 5 runs. And there's a strike on an inside changeup. Schiavone started to take a step towards first base. Thought it might have been ball 4. 3-2. Vogel breaking on the pitch. It misses inside. That's ball 4 on Schiavone. And back-to-back walks have 2 Woodpeckers aboard with 1 out. So Connery Peters loses Schiavone on the payoff. Ronnie Hernandez will head out to the mound to have a conversation. And Woodpeckers will have an opportunity to get right back in it. Here comes Cesar Hernandez, but first a meeting on the mound. Kannapolis sends their pitching coach Blake Hickman out there to have a chat.
No action right now in the Ballers' bullpen, so I think the plan is to get a couple innings out of Connery Peters after Perkins went 3 2/3, but anytime you get back-to-back walks, the alarm bells start to ring a little bit in that visiting dugout, and third consecutive walk, you're looking in real big trouble, especially with a 3-run ball game. Last thing you want to do is give those 2 runs you picked up at the top half of the fifth right back.
Very rare to see Connery Peters walk back-to-back batters. He has not even walked 2 batters in a game since May 23rd. You have to go all the way back to the early part of this season when he was on the road against the Augusta Green Jackets. Ever since that point, he's limited the walks to 1 or none. Misses down and outside on the first one to Cesar Hernandez. So see if Fayetteville can capitalize on a rare opportunity given up by Peters. The 1-0 off of the plate outside. 2 balls and no strikes.
Also walked Villarroel trying to get out of that fourth inning. Didn't come back to haunt him, but yeah, he has been a bit erratic.
Yeah, so the 3 in total actually tie his season high. He hasn't done this since May 4th on the road in Lynchburg. Hernandez cuts at the 2-0, fouls it straight back into the net. During June, Peters gave up just 1 walk across 10 2/3 innings. That was his best month. He pitched to a 1.69 ERA. Here's the pitch. And a good breaking ball gets the wave and miss from Hernandez. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Peters has walked at least 1 batter in 7 straight games prior to tonight. Now he can make it 8 in a row. It was a tough month of August so far where he has a 9.64 ERA. Misses outside. 3 balls, 2 strikes. It is full on Hernandez. Chance to load the bases. He calls for time, steps out. It's Max Holy, the 9 hitter in the on-deck circle. Cesar's been aboard twice today. An RBI single in the second. Walked and scored in the fourth. So he's accounted for both of Fayetteville's runs tonight. Swings and pops it up over towards the third base dugout and foul onto the concourse. Fights to stay alive. See if Ricky Rivera possibly gives these base runners the green light to try and move. Vogel, the leading runner at second. The payoff pitch on a soft line and into left center field. It's dropping fast and it's down. Vogel around third. in to score. Schiavone racing for third base. He dives in, and Cesar Hernandez has his second RBI knock of the night. Now 5-3, and the tying runs are on. Woodpeckers capitalize on the walks.
A really nice day from Cesar Hernandez at the plate. Did get caught to end that second inning, but he has made up for it since then. Walk and now the single to bring home a run. He's factored into every single scoring play so far, so great to see that type of production out of your eight hitter. And Max Holy coming up and top of the order to follow. Really good opportunity to not just get it to a one-run game, but perhaps tie things up.
Runners going. Hernandez down to second. A pump fake from Rony Hernandez. And he'll pocket the baseball. Stolen base number 30 for Cesar. 29, pardon me. 29, but his third tonight. Here's the 1-0. Holy looks at a slider in there for strike one.
I believe that ties Yamal Encarnacion for the most in a single game by a Woodpecker. So not just tying him on the season, but also a single game high as well.
Still nobody close to Jackson Lofton's franchise record of 60 last year. 1-1, a check swing on a pitch down to the dirt, kicks off to the right of Hernandez, and the catcher quickly scrambles to pick it up. Late appeal coming here, and behind the mound, Jared Neal says he went.
I think he did go, too. I was a little surprised that there wasn't an appeal, and it's going to end up being strike three.
Okay, I thought it was a one-strike count on Holy, but evidently it was a two-strike count, and he goes back to the dugout. Second out of the inning, and runners at second and third, tying runs in scoring position. Here's Lucas Spence. Connery Peters fires, misses outside. 1-0 on Spence. Spence with a pair of singles today. One of three Woodpeckers who've already connected for a multi-hit game. Up and outside, 2-0.
So as far as three stolen bases go, fourth different Woodpecker to do it now, Cesar Hernandez. Encarnacion, Jaworski, Ochoa, all with three steals in a single game.
Right, yeah, Ochoa had a game earlier this year. Not the speediest of all the Fayetteville runners, but he grabbed one. Here's a line shot hit foul right over the broadcast booth and goes to 1-1 on Spence. A two-hit game for Lucas, two hits today for Caden Powell, and a pair of singles for Cesar Hernandez, driving home Vogel a moment ago. It's been at least a run in each of the last four half innings. Wraparound slider just missed a touch outside. Two balls and a strike on Spence. The season high three walks so far for Peters. His pitch misses down and inside. Kicks out of Hernandez's glove for a moment. And it was a three ball count evidently. And the bases are now loaded. A season high four walks for Peters. Here's a big chance for Joseph Sullivan. Seventh round pick in his home debut. But before Sullivan is introduced, here comes the Kannapolis skipper, Pat Leland, and he looks intent on making a change. He points to the dugout and will turn to a second reliever. Peters issues the season-high four walks and will hope that his bullpen can save any further earned runs. Sullivan awaits the new right-hander. We'll tell you about the new Kannapolis reliever when we come back. This visiting pitching change brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. 5-3, Kannapolis. Fayetteville has them loaded on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
This is another pitching change brought to you by Digital Instants from the North Carolina Education Lottery. Now you can play right from your phone or computer and win real cash prizes. Go to nclottery.com now to get 25 free games of Mighty Mustang with a $10 deposit. Enter code BASEBALL10. That's BASEBALL10. Now pitching for the Cannonballers, number 9, Aaron Combs.
Pitch and change for the Cannonballers. They turn to righty Aaron Combs in his pro debut here tonight in Fayetteville to face lefty Joseph Sullivan. Bases jammed, full of Woodpeckers in a 5-3 game. Combs fires, and Sullivan fouls it back out of play for strike one. So not exactly a clean, low-leverage spot to begin your pro pitching career, but Combs comes in attempting to grab the final out behind Connery Peters. He walked Lucas Spence a moment ago to load up the bases, his season-high fourth walk. And that brought the manager out of the dugout. Here's the 0-1. Down to the dirt, and Sullivan takes. 1-1. Joseph tonight 1-for-3 with a single back in the fourth inning. Woodpeckers have left a ton of runners on base over the first four today. They've left 8 stranded over 4 innings. Gone 3-for-10 with runners in scoring position. The kick and the 1-1. Misses down and outside. 2-1.
An insane spot for Combs to have to make his debut. Former Tennessee Volunteer. Just looking to get that final out.
Combs, the 8th round pick this year by the White Sox. His 2-1 is wrapped foul and over the on-deck circle where Hansel Villarreal awaits. This inning started with a couple of one-out walks. Cesar Hernandez drove home his second run of the day with a single. Now it's Schiavone at third, Hernandez at second, Lucas Spence down at first. Runners take their leads. Combs leans over the front leg, comes set just below the belt. 2-2 on the way. And Sullivan with a bouncer, and it gets fouled just off to the right of first base.
Never feels like there's a short at-bat with Joseph Sullivan at the plate. He is an expert at extending these at-bats and putting a lot of pressure on the opposing pitchers.
I like the matchup, left on right. Sullivan has shown really good timing ever since he's shown up. Doesn't ever seem too far ahead of something or too late on the fastball. Combs has shown him both in the at-bat. Still 2-2 as he sets down below the belt. Kicks the left leg, fires. And just missed low. Good eye. 3-2, full count. Tying run at second, the go-ahead run at first. Feels like it's the later parts of the ball game, but still in the bottom of the fifth. The payoff with the runners going. Down and inside for ball four. Two really tough takes, but good ones for Sullivan. And it brings home Schiavone from third. The base is loaded, ball four, back to a one-run game.
And I don't think many would blame Sullivan to swing at that pitch. It was pretty close, but he knew it was inside, and he knew he'd be guaranteed to bring home a run. Really, really professional at-bat right there from a guy who's only in his 7th professional game.
Yep, and in his 7th game, Sullivan picking up his 6th RBI. Takes down and outside. Villarreal for ball one. The run comes home to the record of Connery Peters. He still has Cesar Hernandez at third and Spence at second to his record. Combs from the first base side of the rubber delivers and tugs a fastball, misses down and away. 2-0. Out to the mound goes Ronnie Hernandez, and he's going to have a talk with Combs just to try and calm down a little bit. Obviously a little bit of adrenaline in your pro debut. The shortstop Perez will come in and have a part of this conversation.
It's also tough when you're working with a catcher for the first time in this spot. Obviously Hernandez and Combs maybe have thrown a bullpen session or something, but it is tough to be ready for a spot like this to open up your professional career.
And, yeah, definitely some nerves to go along with it. But at the same time, Combs has been a high-leverage guy in college. He just led the Volunteers program this summer in saves with six, and he pitched in some big SEC spots and, of course, won a national championship recently in Omaha. So he's felt the pressure before. Takes a slider down and in. And that was a close one, but ball three. 3-0. Catcher Ronnie Hernandez looking over to his dugout and putting his hands out to his side. Thought that should have been a strike. Loaded up. Ball four is a tie game. It misses down and outside, and we're level. 5-5 on back-to-back bases loaded walks. Here comes Hernandez from third. With a three-run bottom of the fifth, the Woodpeckers have equalized it. Here comes Caden Powell, the cleanup man for the ninth batter of the inning.
Another chance for Powell. Remember, he just swung underneath one last inning with the bases loaded and two down. See if he can adjust this time, but again, got to have a pitch to hit to do that.
Powell 2-for-3. Takes just outside for ball one. On a 1-0, it misses down and in, popped out of Hernandez's glove out in front of home plate.
Got to be really frustrating for Combs. He is not missing by much with a lot of these pitches, but I think he's quickly realizing just how good the discipline can be at the single-A level.
Woodpeckers are staying patient. Been an aggressive group at times this year, but forcing Combs to come into the zone. Powell wants something to hit. A 2-0 taken for a strike. Went right to a fastball, and Ronnie Hernandez, who isn't directly talking to Powell, but I think making it known to his dugout right now that he thinks the zone is a little too snug. He just held that fastball there for a good 5 seconds.
You could see the passive aggressiveness in that.
Two balls, one strike. The pitch misses down and away. 3-1. And the Woodpeckers a pitch away from walking home a third straight run. Standing, watching, picking up ribbies. Bases jammed, 3-1 pitch in there for a called strike, and Powell is just red light right now. He'll get a little more aggressive, 3-2, and the runner's moving. He's the ninth batter to step to the plate. Six of the first eight have reached, five on walks. Three from Peters, two from Combs. And Powell strikes out, a slider down and outside, probably was ball four, got a little aggressive, and goes down waving. Fayetteville strands three. They've left 11 on through five innings, but equalized this game on an RBI single and two straight bases loaded walks. 5-5 going to the sixth on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Over the last 5 years, Hutchins and the Woodpeckers would like to recognize the Hutchins Law Firm high performance season ticket holder of the game, Santa Mulder. There she is. Hey, Santa, you're cool as a fan. All right. Pecktoberfest returns Saturday, September 28th. Make sure to get your tickets today. Advance pricing ends August 29th. Don't delay. Do it now. Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Rainey Rodriguez. Leading off the top of the sixth inning for the Cannonballers, the left fielder, number two, Nathan Archer.
New ball game in the top of the sixth inning. 5-5 the score. Ramy Rodriguez on the very first pitch to Nathan Archer draws a fly ball out to left. Spence makes the catch up along the line for the first out of the sixth inning. The Woodpeckers get a little bit of help from some erratic Kannapolis pitching. Ballers walked five in the inning, and Aaron Combs had to come on bases loaded in his pro debut. Try and get out of the jam. He gave up a back-to-back walks with the bases loaded. And the Woodpeckers able to level up the game. Now it's Ryan Burrows at the top of the lineup card, and he takes outside on the first pitch from Ramy Rodriguez. Ramy will appreciate the run support behind him, but also had to take a long break down to the dugout between pitches. Rodriguez didn't walk anybody in the fifth, but he allowed three hits and a pair of runs. Misses down and away to Burrows, and it's two balls and a strike. Ryan has struck out, flied to center, and also walked, and is 0 for 2 on the day. Rodriguez shakes off Villarreal, now has the one he wants, and he spins a slider right over the middle for a called strike two.
Locating that slider really well so far, making sure to keep it on the outer half to these righties.
10 combined runs and 17 combined hits over the first five innings. Burrows cuts and misses strike three. Low slider gets him. That's the third punch out of the day for Ramy. Two gone in the top of the sixth. Here comes T.J. McCants.
And the thing is, Chappie, you'll take the innings where you get hit a little bit hard. What we don't want to see from Ramy Rodriguez is a lot of walks, the wild pitches, and obviously the hit batters, which he leads the league in. So far, haven't really seen that. No walks, no hit batters, and good to see three strikeouts mixed in.
McCants squares to bunt, stabbed at it, and missed a low pitch for strike one. Tonight for the Cannonballers, pitching staff, six walks, five strikeouts. Fayetteville had all five of their walks surrendered by the starter Marquez, but nothing so far from the bullpen. An 0-1 tipped foul in and out of Villarreal's glove. No balls and two strikes on McCants, the Pensacola, Florida native. Grew up on the panhandle. Infield shifted around to the pull side. An 0-2 from Rodriguez. Misses outside. 1-2. 40 pitches now for Ramy as he tries to complete two frames of relief, but much more efficient here in the sixth after the bullpen had to start working in the fifth inning. A bouncing ball tugged out to first base. Knocked down with a body by Schiavone. He scoops it. Underhand flips to the covering Rodriguez, and that's the inning. Nice bounce back for Rodriguez after three runs of support. He goes 1-2-3 against the 9-1-2 hitters. We head to the bottom of the sixth. Woodpeckers trying to grab their first lead when we come back. 5-5 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Fans, at this time, we'd like to recognize tonight's Methodist University hometown hero, Staff Sergeant Robert Hoss-Clark. Staff Sergeant Hoss-Clark has proudly served the Army for 13 years as an infantryman and is currently assigned to the Delta Company 504th Parachute Infantry Regiment. He recently returned from deployment to the Middle East in support of Operation Allies Refuge. Fans, let's hear it for Staff Sergeant Robert Hoss-Clark. The Fayetteville Woodpeckers thank you for your service.
Back on the mound for the Cannonballers, Aaron Combs.
Aaron Combs will get to start a clean inning. Bottom of the sixth, and we're tied at five. Naomaro Ochoa Jr. leads it off against the righty and flinches at the knees on a first pitch curve. It's in for strike one. Ochoa has doubled today. He's one for three. Double out to left center field back in the third inning. Combs works exclusively out of the stretch, delivers. And a reluctant swing, soft grounder out towards second base. Burrows scoops it up at the grass, throws to first, and retires Ochoa. It was more of a check swing, really, for Naomar, but he knew he committed. Ends up making contact and rolls out to fall to one for four. One gone for Drew Vogel. Drew is 0 for 1 with a pair of walks, and he's also scored twice. Woodpeckers have not led, but have leveled the game twice. It was 1-1 after two innings, now 5-5 after five. And Vogel looks at strike one on a fastball, nothing in one.
Table setters coming up here. 6-7 and 8 hitters have scored all five runs in this game for Fayetteville.
The 0-1 pitch. Vogel takes down and outside. So the newest addition to the Kannapolis lineup, or bullpen should say, Aaron Combs coming in behind Connery Peters and tonight's starter Carlton Perkins. He throws the 1-1 and Vogel takes in the dirt. Two balls and a strike on Drew. Smashed a line drive up the middle back in the third, but it was caught by Burrows, shifted over from second base. 2-1. Vogel takes a strike. 90-mile-per-hour fastball just off the outer third of the plate.
Combs playing his high school ball at IMG Academy down in Bradenton. Number of top draft picks that have come through there. Elijah Green with the Fred Nats first-round pick in 2022.
Bases empty, one out, tied at five. Combs goes to the belt, fires. Vogel lofts it foul over his first base dugout and out of play. Here's another 2-2. Vogel takes outside. Good look at a curve. Fills the count at 3-2.
Another IMG Academy guy, by the way. Former Astros first overall pick, Brady Aiken, back in 2014.
Yeah, there's a ton of athletes coming out of there, not just baseball as well, but you see a lot of five-star football recruits out of IMG. Here's a grounder out towards short. Two-handed by Perez. Shuffle throw to first is just in time. Perez took a moment to get it out of his glove. But gets the throw over for out number two, and Vogel falls to 0 for 2 on the day. Here comes Jason Giovanni with two gone, bases empty.
So it's a chance to be just the second scoreless frame on both sides tonight. We've seen a lot of chunks of scoring, no monster innings, but both teams have thrown punches and find ourselves even.
First pitch looked a little high, but just grabbed the top of the zone at Jason for strike one. Combs doesn't throw exceptionally hard. He's right around 89-90, but comes at you from a little bit of a sidearm slot. Slides one down and outside for a ball, and it's 1-1. And really does hide that ball in the glove for quite a while. Curls the wrist a little bit and just comes at you from a different release point. 1-1 coming home. And there's a knee-high fastball, just a touch low. Two balls and one strike. Giovanni is flied out to center field, also struck out. He walked and scored in the three-run fifth. The 2-1. Giovanni takes a little high and in, but it did grab the zone. Even 30 pitches now for Combs in relief behind Connery Peters. Trying to go 1-2-3 in a clean sixth. His 2-2 is lifted. Fairly shallow left center field. McCants with a long run in. He can't get there. It lands in front of the center fielder, and Jason Giovanni did not get all of it. He hit a slider that was a little bit down and outside off the end of the bat. Comes away with his first hit of the night. and the 10th tonight for the Fayetteville lineup.
Just a one-handed follow-through, and actually worked out for him with McCants playing back. Forced him to come all the way in, and 10 hits, as you mentioned, Chappie. Feels like everyone has gotten in on the action so far tonight.
I was just counting it up. 7 of the 9 starters tonight have at least one hit. Hernandez tips the first one foul, but everybody has reached base in one way or another. One of the guys that don't have hits yet today, Drew Vogel 0 for 2, but he has a couple of walks. And also Hansel Villarreal, who's 0 for 2 with a pair of walks. The 0-1, and Hernandez reaches out in front of a slider. Cesar prone to being caught out on that front leg sometimes on the off speed. Could struggle against a guy like Combs, who has a lot of movement and, as we mentioned, not throwing exceptionally hard. Runners going, and on an 0-2 pitch, Hernandez, little out in front, pops it up, out to shallow right center. Second baseman drifts back Burrows and makes the two-hand catch to end the inning. Woodpeckers pick up a two-out hit, but that is all. They strand Schiavone and have left 12 on over 6 innings. We remain tied at 5-5 going to the 7th on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Alcohol purchases and our concession stands will be cut off at the start of the 8th inning. Last call. Last call for alcohol. Make sure you join us for Space Night this Saturday. The first 1,000 fans in attendance will receive a Woodpeckers-themed Space City jersey, courtesy of our friends at Veterans United Home Loans.
Now it's time to get funky. To the right now. To the left. Take it back now, y'all. One hop this time. One hop this time. Right foot, 2 stumps. Left foot, 2 stumps. Slide to the left. Slide to the right. Crisscross. Crisscross. Cha-cha, real smooth. Let's go to work. To the left. Take it back now, y'all. 2 hops this time. 2 hops this time. Right foot, 2 stumps. Left foot, 2 stumps. Hands on your knees, hands on your knees. Get funky with it. Oh, yeah.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Rainy Rodriguez.
Turn it out. To the left. Take it back now, y'all.
Leading off the top of the 7th inning for the Cannonballers, the shortstop, number 5. Here are
5-5 tie game into the 7th inning. Been a long ball game tonight, but one of these sides looking to break through in the opener. Harold Perez squares off against Ramy Rodriguez, and to take you through the action once more, here's Colin.
Thank you, Chappie. Perez doubled in his first at-bat against Rodriguez and gets out of the way of a slider that misses inside. 1 ball and no strikes to the Kannapolis shortstop, traded over to the White Sox organization from the Dodgers earlier in the year. Takes one inside, another slider, and it's 2-0. Speaking of major league teams, Houston Astros in action tonight after a thrilling walk-off victory last night against the Boston Red Sox. Perez chops it foul out of play. Yiner Diaz, walk-off solo home run off of Kenley Jansen to give Houston the victory, a game in which they trailed by a couple of runs, chipped away at it, and took the opener against Boston. They have won each of the last 4 games against the Red Sox, and an eventful start to tonight's ball game at Minute Maid Park. The Red Sox took a 3-0 lead in the top of the first inning, but the Astros struck back for 3 runs of their own, including a 2-run shot from John Singleton. Fastball inside, it's 3-1 on Perez, and Houston moments ago scored in the bottom of the 2nd to take a 4-3 lead. The Red Sox also left the bases loaded in the 2nd inning, did not score. 3-1 is tipped foul, full count now on Perez. So already a lot of action, very similar to this ball game, but Houston trying to continue to distance themselves from second place Seattle in the West Division. 5-game lead all of a sudden coming into tonight after the Mariners lost to the Dodgers last night. 3-2, Rodriguez from the windup, his pitch to Perez. little bit inside, went back to the slider, but it is ball four. Go ahead and run aboard to begin this seventh for Kannapolis.
Saw a crazy stat today that I told you about, that the Mariners have a league-high 40 quality starts in which they have lost the game. So they have a great pitching rotation, but just can't get enough offense, or the bullpen blows a lead. But yeah, the Astros are a well-rounded group and starting to show in that division.
The Mariners had about a 90% chance to make the postseason back in early June. I have to see what those numbers are now, but they're basically out of the wild card picture at this point, so their only hope is to run down the Astros, and they have been scuffling. 4-6 in their last 10, but Houston has won 9 of 10 coming into tonight's ball game. George Wolko, the batter, big lefty, takes a breaking ball, misses inside. Wolko has reached base twice tonight, a walk and a single, but struck out in his lone trip against Ramy Rodriguez. One of three Ks for the Fayetteville reliever. Perez off of first. Wolko swings away and pops it up sky high over towards short. Max Holy waiting for it to come down and holds on to it for the first out. So Rodriguez has had the formula to retire George Wolko, something that most Woodpeckers pitchers have not been able to do over the first now seven games that they've seen the 18-year-old lefty against, but Rodriguez finding some success. One on, one out. And it is Alec Makarevics, who's reached base twice as well. It's a tough curveball and swings and misses. Continue to look around the rest of the Houston Astros organization, beginning with the Asheville Tourists. Their game has gone final in nearby Greensboro, 6-1 victory. Makarevics fouls off the 95-mile-an-hour fastball straight back. Franny Kobos got the victory, improves to 6-1 on the season for the Tourists, who are now 47-66 overall. All six runs came in the seventh inning. A tapper back to the mound on 0-2. Rodriguez will just throw it to first and get Makarevics out. Perez, meanwhile, advances to second with two down. 1-3 put out. Speaking of Hernandez, it's Rony Hernandez coming up trying to give Kannapolis their lead back. 5-5 in the top of the seventh inning. Ryan Johnson gave Asheville the lead for good with a two-run double. Walker Janik, first-round pick for the Astros, had a sack fly to cap off the scoring. First pitch to Rony, misses upstairs. Out in Texas, the Corpus Christi Hooks currently trail the Amarillo Sod Poodles 4-2 halfway through that contest. Rodriguez's 1-0 misses up and outside. Corpus Christi actually out-hitting the Sod Poodles. Zach Cole, Logan Cerny, Paz Ferreras, all with two baggers in the game. Trey Dombrowski has just come in out of the pen. Hernandez, a fly ball to left, should be playable for Spence. He makes the catch, and the inning is over. So Ramy Rodriguez does a nice job shaking off the leadoff walk to Perez, strands him at second. Stretch time at Segra Stadium, Kannapolis 5, Fayetteville 5. This is the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Get on your feet and help us sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Sing a little louder. So it's Root Peckers. Sing it loud. At the old. Atta boy, Peckers. Atta boy.
Right foot creep, ooh, walking with that heater. Walk. Look around, stay low, make sure they don't see you. Catch them bad, walk down, face them with that heater. The devil under your feet, you're on your way to see him. Stress me when I can't sleep, bang on when I see you.
You play with me, you can't sleep. We got into the sea shoe. You won't have no case, rearrange your shit soon as they face you. You won't have no space, we in your sex until we spray you. Put your mask on, they coming out. Soon as they close that door, we just gon' walk down. They say we did wrong, cause we not come out. But he who got caught lacking, tell that bitch that that's his fault. If we draw down, guns get let off. And all them clowns, including the spouse, kept that bitch inside my drawers. Every time
this Cannonballers Call to the Bullpen is being brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Now pitching for the Cannonballers, number 30, Jesus Mendez.
But I ain't seen this in Jordan Dixon, made some time. Big foul, they got that on me and I'm solo. Knowing that it's I spit that that caused a massacre at the power.
Leading off the bottom of the seventh inning for the Woodpeckers, the shortstop, number 11, Max Holy.
Another fun finish brewing between the Woodpeckers and the Cannonballers in this series opener. 5-5 the score, home half of the seventh inning, and the fourth different arm set to go for Kannapolis. Right-hander Jesus Mendez taking over for Aaron Combs, who goes an inning and a third scoreless in his Carolina League and professional debut. First pitch from Mendez on the night. Misses outside to Max Holy. 9-1 and 2 hitters due up for the Woodpeckers. Holy 1-for-3 tonight with a single and an RBI ground out. He takes a fastball. Top of the zone at 94 miles an hour from Mendez. Not the first time the Woodpeckers have seen Jesus Mendez. He pitched in that July series between these two teams, and he's making his 35th appearance of the season. 1-1 slider misses outside. 9 saves for Mendez this year. Not a save situation tonight with the score tied. He is 3-4 with a 5.28 earned run average across 46 innings. Holy fouls the 2-1 back. Opponents hitting 256 against the right-hander, the 20-year-old out of Carabobo in Venezuela. Righty against righty, the 2-2. Holy backs off a fastball, full count. Every win at this point in the season crucial for the Woodpeckers, 8 games back in the division, including tonight, 18 to play. Payoff pitch from Mendez, and Holy with a wild swing and a miss, blown away by a high fastball. Good start to the outing for Mendez. Strikes out Holy. Brings up Lucas Spence with one away. Spence has done his job as a leadoff man tonight. He's reached base 3 times. A pair of singles and a walk for the Illinois native. Mendez with the high stretch. His first pitch misses low on Spence. Woodpeckers right now looking like their best hopes of getting a win tonight would only keep them at 8 games back. The Charleston Riverdogs lead at 5-0 over Myrtle Beach at the moment. Down at the Joe. 2-0 on Spence. Pitch misses outside. Just feels like the Woodpeckers are the only team in the second half that have had something for these Riverdogs. 2-0 fouled into the screen. Of course, they swept Charleston coming out of the All-Star break in a 3-game series here at Segra Stadium. Wander Luciano, the big swing in that series, a walk-off home run. Since then, though, the River Dogs have only had a few losses scattered in the following weeks. 2 balls and a strike on Spence. The pitch is driven in the air to right field, sends Wolko back to the track, to the wall, and he can't get it. It's off his glove and bounces away. Spence heading for third, and he will be in sliding. He's got a triple. George Wolko got all the way back there in front of the wall, but it tailed on him at the last second, glanced off the leather, and the go-ahead run is 90 feet away for the Woodpeckers in the seventh.
Man, Lucas Spence has been providing some huge swings in the leadoff role. You know, it's great to have a little bit of pop in that leadoff spot, and he showed it off last week in Augusta, and he runs hard, man. He commits to 3 the second he gets out of the box, his second triple now with Fayetteville.
Infield in for Kannapolis. First pitch to Joseph Sullivan. Misses outside at 98 miles an hour. So Can the Woodpeckers find a way to take their first lead of the night here? Fastball misses upstairs. Three-hit ball game for Lucas Spence. Haven't officially put together a ruling on that. Wilco got a leather on it, but he was still moving back when he reached up to try and make that play. The 2-0 to Sullivan. Swing and a miss. Really good changeup from Mendez, and they're going to call this an error. E9 on Wilco. I'm not sure about that.
No, that was a long play for Wilco to try and make.
So as it stands, it's an error, but still, the go-ahead run is at third. Mendez with the 2-1. This is low, 3-1. It is the first error scored on either team tonight. Again, we'll see if that one changes. From the stretch, the 3-1 pitch. And Sullivan went around. Check swing. Pitch was a little outside. It is a full count. Sullivan drew the bases loaded walk against Aaron Combs his last time up. Infield remains in. The 3-2. Sullivan drives it to left. This will give the Woodpeckers the lead. Back in front of the track, making a leaping catch is Archer, but tagging and scoring is Spence. What do you know? Joseph Sullivan with another big late-inning swing to give the Woodpeckers the lead at 6-5.
Just another timely situational swing. The Woodpeckers have brought him in on RBI groundouts today. Sacrifice flies. Staying patient to the plate, drawing your walk. So just a variety of ways the Woodpeckers have driven them home and finally grabbed that first lead they've been searching for.
It's a multi-RBI game for Sullivan. Hansel Villarroel with a sinking line drive plucked by Perez before it hits the dirt. And just like that, the inning comes to a close. But Lucas Spence ends up at third. Joseph Sullivan brings him in on the flyout. And the Woodpeckers have a one-run lead going to the eighth inning. 6-5 they lead Kannapolis. You're tuned in to the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Attention baseball fans, are you ready to catch the Surfside Wave? Keep an eye out for Bunker, who will lead the charge. Get on your feet and join the fun. Let's go, Bunker!
A bushy, bushy bun here, serving USA.
And while you're enjoying the game, be on the lookout for Surfside Iced Tea Plus Vodka. The perfect blend of premium vodka and real tea with only 100 calories and just 2 grams of sugar, all with absolutely zero bubbles at your local retailer. Surfside flavors include iced tea, peach tea, half and half, and lemonade. Let's make some noise and ride the Surfside wave this season. Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Rainey Rodriguez. Leading off the top.
After trailing by as many as 3 runs tonight, the Fayetteville Woodpeckers find themselves ahead 6-5 as we go to the top of the 8th inning. Rainey Rodriguez back on the mound, Arxie Hernandez at the plate, and Andrew Chapman here to take us home on the play-by-play.
All right, thanks, Colin. The first pitch to Hernandez misses a little bit high, and it's 1-0. Rodriguez fires and gets a nice slider, and the chase from Hernandez, 1-1 to count. 6-5, Fayetteville out in front to their first lead of the day, thanks to Joseph Sullivan. Here's the pitch, and it's popped up Over towards the first base dugout. Bunker ready to make a catch, and it ends up on the roof.
See Ramy Rodriguez battling back after that rough fifth inning. Gave up a couple of runs, battled that ankle injury, but he has been in control over the last two frames.
There's strike three called, and down goes Hernandez for out number one.
It's now four strikeouts for him, too, so he has found a way to make some of those big pitches. That was a fastball right at the top of the zone. Hernandez has got two doubles. Think maybe a little more tentatively. No, Ramy Rodriguez going right after him.
So here's Lyle Miller Green, and the first pitch called a strike on the low outside corner. Nothing in one. Deep drive, hooking foul, and out of play. Go to nothing and two on Miller Green.
Eerily similar to the swing he had earlier, two-run shot that just snuck inside that right field foul line, certainly showing off that opposite field power on that outside fastball. We'll see if Ramy goes back to it.
The 0-2. This is down and outside. One and two on Miller Green. Nathan Archer in the on-deck circle. Bottom three of the Kannapolis lineup against Ramy in his fourth inning of work. And you know, if Ramy would get here with the way the fifth inning started for him. Misses outside, now 2-2. Gave up three hits in the fifth. Inning stretched on him a little bit with two outs. At one point, he was up over 25 pitches, and the bullpen had to activate. You were thinking his day may be coming to a close soon. And he came back with a 1-2-3 sixth, worked around a leadoff walk in the seventh inning. And picks up a quick out in the eighth on the strikeout. So he has preserved his day and now pitches with a lead in line for the win. He missed up and outside, and it's 3-2 on Miller Green. Here comes the payoff pitch, and a miss is low for ball four. So Green heads to first. And with one out, Kannapolis has the tying run on for Nathan Archer.
Tough one to lose there after the strong start to the at-bat, but once he lost the grip on that 0-2 fastball, felt like Rodriguez was fighting to get that command back there, and Zach Wilkins noticed that he was struggling a little bit because he's going to go out there and talk with him. 65 pitches, so he's still in position to try and close out this eighth inning. Looks like the Woodpeckers might need some help, though, come the ninth, but of course, it's up to Rodriguez to get those final two outs first.
Zach Ramy and Villarreal all coming together here to have a conversation. Meanwhile, the Fayetteville bullpen activates. Starting to warm. Now the bullpen is a righty.
Looks like Hudson Leach, perhaps. Tough to tell from here.
Yeah.
Those 70s unis with the stripes are always tough to distinguish those numbers on the backs.
Zach departs, and Ramy Rodriguez gets ready to face Archer. Of course, the Woodpeckers are tracking the scores in Charleston today between the River Dogs and the Pelicans. That's a series that determines where the Woodpeckers stand and their deficit behind first place. Here's the first pitch to Archer, and it misses outside at 95 for ball one. And tonight, not much offense coming from the Pelicans. Been shut out 5-0 out of the Joe against the River Dogs. So that's the Woodpeckers can hope for. Grab a win here tonight. Maybe a late Pelicans comeback. Otherwise, they'll remain 8 games out of first place with 17 to play come tomorrow. All you can do is win, right? That's the only thing you can try and control. Slider at the top of the zone called strike one. Pitch misses low and outside, just off of the edge. Two balls and a strike as Archer gets ahead. He's hitless today. 0-for-3 with a strikeout and a pair of flies to left. If Here's the 2-1. Just down and away again.
That's the same spot, actually. Basically could have placed it in the same location, and that's two really good takes from Nathan Archer.
This will be the 70th pitch of the night for Remy Rodriguez. And it's cracked deep, right center field. Long run for Sullivan all the way to the track, and he's able to cut it down with a diving grab. Around second, hustling all the way back to first is Lyle Miller-Green. And what a rangy grab from the Woodpecker center fielder. Sullivan saves the day.
He has been such an awesome player to watch over these first seven games. Mentioned, you know, him being more of a corner outfielder traditionally. He had us fooled on that jump. He was on his horse from the get-go, and he helped out his pitcher there, making a tremendous diving catch on the warning track.
So Ryan Burrows now driving the first pitch out into center, fairly shallow. Sullivan drifting forward, going to be a little easier this time around. He puts two hands on it to end the inning. And Sullivan very well just saved the Woodpecker lead. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. 6-5 Fayetteville on the Woodpeckers broadcast network.
Fans, direct your attention to the video board for the Capital One What's in Your Wallet Shuffle. Keep your eyes on the Capital One Venture X card and guess which Capital One wallet it's in at the end. Are you ready? Let's play. Is it one, two, or three? If you guessed the Capital One Venture X card was in wallet three, you're correct. Current Capital One cardholders, to take advantage of the great benefits, visit MLB.com/Capital One. Hey, Woodpecker fans, what's in your wallet? Leading off the bottom of the eighth inning for the Woodpeckers, the Janny King cleanup hitter of the game, the third baseman, number 13, Caden Powell.
The chance for the Woodpeckers to add on to their 6-5 lead in the bottom of the eighth inning. Caden Powell leads it off against the right-hander Jesus Mendez and cuts through a first-pitch slider for strike one. Joseph Sullivan, after providing the Woodpeckers the lead with a sacrifice fly, made a diving catch out in center field that helped save a run, and he's been the MVP of these last couple of innings. Lucas Spence with a three-hit night. And the Woodpeckers have gotten contributions all across the lineup today. Four different players have tallied a multi-hit game, including Powell, who's 2-for-4 with a couple of singles. And the 0-2 on the way. And he chases outside, that's strike three. So Powell goes down waving. He'll fall to 2-for-5. And now here's Naomar Ochoa Jr. Ochoa's doubled. That was back in the third, one of 11 Fayetteville hits across the night. Altogether 1-for-4 as Mendez whips it home at 96 and misses down and outside. 1-0 on Ochoa. Here comes the pitch. And a pop fly. Should go for out number two. Shortstop Perez underneath, and he'll make the grab. Two gone. Ochoa falls to 1-for-5. And now it's Drew Vogel. Drew Vogel standing in. Vogel with a pair of walks and two runs scored. Mendez brings it home. And Vogel just a tick late on a 96-mile-per-hour fastball. every single starter in the lineup has reached base tonight. Bogle ready. Takes an inside changeup that hit the zone for a called strike two. Woodpecker bullpen is active, a right-hander starting to warm. And after four innings of work for Ramy Rodriguez, just over 70 pitches, his day probably done, and Woodpeckers will end up turning to another arm to close it out. The 0-1, 0-2 that is, misses down and outside.
And whoever it's going to be is going to have to earn it in the top of the ninth inning. McCants, Perez, Wolko, the three due up for the Ballers. Three of their top hitters.
The 1-2 pitch misses inside, scoots by Vogel and goes all the way to the backstop. Evens it up at 2-2. Vogel ready. Here's the break even. And he tips it foul squarely off of the catcher. And that got a good chunk of Rony Hernandez. He hunched over for a moment, rolled around, but quickly gets back up to his feet and shakes it off. So he's the catcher. He's able to fight off a bruise. Foul ball got him squarely in the midsection, somewhere in the chest protector. Come the top of the ninth inning. Kannapolis will have McCants, Perez, and George Wolko. Some heavy hitters. 2-3-4 coming up against, you'd presume, a new Fayetteville reliever. Vogel with a foul off to the left and to the stairwell of the dugout. Two-two again. Vogel pops it up, out of play, and onto the roof of the Avex Club. Good battle. Vogel refusing to go down, fights away another slider, and Mendez kind of chuckling. He's gone through the whole repertoire. I'm not sure which one he can get through him. On deck is Jason Trevone, hoping for a chance at another at-bat. Down and inside on Vogel. Draws ball three, 3-2.
Just like Sullivan, Vogel just adept at drawing a lot of pitches in a single at-bat.
Here comes the 10th pitch of the at-bat. Mendez to Vogel. He misses outside ball four. Long 10-pitch walk worked by Vogel. And Mendez late into his night, north of 30 pitches. We'll see where this leaves him. I believe Kannapolis does have some bullpen activity going. Here comes Jason Schiavone. And they'll continue with Mendez.
Imagine how dangerous this guy's going to be once his hits finally start dropping. Just tremendous at-bat once again from Vogel.
Schiavone with a walk and a single. He's 1-for-3. Vogel breaking on the first pitch. It's called a strike. Rony Hernandez popping out of the crouch, bobbles the transfer.
He's had trouble with that transfer all night long. A couple of times now we've seen him come out of the crouch without a grip on the ball.
Vogel slides in safely. Comes up with his second stolen base of the game. Woodpeckers have been busy on the base paths. And Mendez will step off.
Five stolen bases from two different players. Two from Vogel, three from Hernandez.
Here's the 0-1. Grounded out towards second base. Picked by Burrows. The throw to first is in time to retire Schiavone. And the inning is over. Fayetteville strands a runner. They have tied a season high with 13 left on, but have a 6-5 lead. Going to the ninth inning, trying to close it down. The opener They'll go to the bullpen for a closer. We'll tell you about him when we come back on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Oh, with a speed of 69 miles per hour, please head to Guest Services to claim your prize. Congratulations, Micah. All right, fans, it's time for the Hug Cam, presented by Snapchat. Let me see you hug it out. And hug long. Hug Cam.
Mira el ritmo como los tiene. Hago música que entretiene. El mundo nos quiere, me quiere a mí. Toda mi gente se mueve. Mira el ritmo como los tiene. Hago música que entretiene. Mi música los tiene fuerte bailando y se baila así.
Fans, this Woodpecker's Call to the Bullpen is being brought to you by Black's Tire and Auto Services. Now pitching for the Woodpeckers, number 48, Hudson Leach.
Three outs to get to grab the series opener. Hudson Leach returns, enters from the bullpen, should say, to take over for Remy Rodriguez and fires home the first pitch of the inning to T.J. McCants. Nothing in one. McCants will be followed by Harold Perez and then George Wolko. 2-3-4 the order. Infield shifts around to the right. The pitch called a strike on the outside, a slider. McCants 1-for-4, singled in the second. Leach fires and gets the curveball, the swing, and the foul back. Nothing in two. The Woodpeckers did not lead in this game until they scored in the bottom of the seventh. They trailed by as many as 3 runs, 5-2, leveled the game with 3 in the bottom of the fifth, have scored 4 unanswered to grab the lead. McCants strikes out swinging. Hudson Leach gets him with an inside fastball. Kannapolis down to their final couple of outs. Here's Harold Perez. First pitch to Perez. Taken for strike one, a slider. Hudson Leach coming in behind Remy Rodriguez, who went 4 innings of relief, was able to rebound after a turbulent fifth. He went 4 innings, gave up 2 earned runs, 4 strikeouts, and a slider misses down and outside. It's now 1-1. Remy Rodriguez in line for the victory if Hudson Leach can close it down with the save. Chasing a pitch down in the dirt. Leach 1-2 on the season with a 2.81 ERA in 18 games. 19 walks, 33 strikeouts, and that's over the span of 25 2/3 innings. Perez calls for time, steps out of the box, and resets. Here's the 1-2, and Leach misses a little bit high with it. Hudson pitch last week on the road in Augusta, just one appearance where he went 2/3 of an inning. He did not give up an earned run. He inherited bases loaded, ended up issuing 3 walks, and here's a drive deep out into left center field. Spence over into the carve out, and he makes the catch for out number 2. Perez struck it well, but out near that 368-foot marker for a long out number two, and it all comes down to a guy who's terrorized the Woodpeckers this year, George Wolko, or will it be? Looks like there's a new batter coming to the plate here in replace of Wolko. This is Drake Logan. So a pinch hitter, and Logan stands in and chases the first pitch off the plate, down and away, a slider. Drake Logan, a guy who's been with Kannapolis all season long and called upon in the dying moment of the game. Grounds it off of Leach. He scoops it behind the mound, twists around, throws to first, and retires Drake Logan and the game. Hudson Leach goes three up, three down, and picks up the save. And the Woodpeckers storm back, score four unanswered tonight to grab the series opener over the Cannonballers 6-5. So comeback effort for the Woodpeckers, who need to grab as many wins as possible over the final 18 of the regular season. They'll scoreboard watch the rest of the night to see where they stand in the South Division come Wednesday evening. But here tonight, Fayetteville grabs just their fourth victory over Kannapolis all year long, a team that's really had their number during the season. And it's high fives on the middle of the diamond for the Woodpeckers. A number of guys that you could give player of the game to tonight. Lucas Spence with his three-hit day, which included a triple. Joseph Sullivan ultimately drives in the game-winning run and makes that big play out in center field that helps save the lead. And altogether, four different Woodpeckers come up with a multi-hit day today. And Hudson Leach also gets to cap it tonight with his first single-A save out of the bullpen. Stick around. Colin Casey is down at field level with our player of the game. It will be Joseph Sullivan. He'll chat with Joseph in just a moment. And we'll let you tune into that in just a quick sec.
Fans, please draw your attention to the video board for our post-game show as we head down to the field with broadcaster Colin Casey. Take it away, Colin.
Thank you so much, Ray. Well, you couldn't have drawn up a much better Segra Stadium debut than the one that Joseph Sullivan had tonight. A couple of huge plays in this ball game, leading the Woodpeckers to a 6-5 victory. We'll start off in the seventh inning, Joseph. You get a runner on third, Spence with that triple. All you need to do is bring him in, and was the plan in that at-bat just get something to the outfield to bring him home?
Exactly. Just try to hit something in the zone, and Spence had a great hit right before me. So, yeah, just try to get him in and get the run in.
Well, after that situational baseball, it was your glove that was on display in the eighth inning. Ball tagged deep to center field. What was going through your mind as that came off the bat? That was probably the biggest hit I've taken all season long right there. Sorry for that interruption, but what was going through your mind as you were racing back to run that down on the warning track?
Really just working on the first step read, and then I got a good one, so I just ran and caught it. You know, I wasn't really thinking much, just if it was in the air, you got to make the play. So,
through seven games of your professional career, you look like you've been having a blast out there, living the dream as a draft pick for the Houston Astros. How have these first couple of weeks been for you?
It's been a blessing, honestly. You know, a bunch of great guys around me, and it's been so fun, and God's blessed all of us with great abilities, and I'm just only here because of him.
Well, hopefully the big moments keep finding you here in Fayetteville. Joseph Sullivan, congrats on making your home debut, and I'm sure I'll talk to you soon after the game sometime in the future.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Yes.
Woodpeckers come home with a victory. Chappie, back up to you in the booth.
Thanks so much, Colin. Welcome back upstairs, everybody, inside of the Zara Law Firm broadcast booth. The Woodpeckers pull off a comeback victory tonight. Four unanswered runs after the three-run bottom of the fifth and the game-winning swing tonight. Ultimately, Joseph Sullivan's sacrifice fly that makes it 6-5, and then he essentially saves the game with that diving catch that they talked about down there onto the warning track out in center field. Great defensive play to help cap a 6-5 win, just the fourth victory that the Woodpeckers have picked up against the Kannapolis Cannonballers this season. It's been a tough year against the White Sox affiliate, but the Woodpeckers grab the opener and will have the series advantage going into tomorrow night. Wednesday first pitch at 6:35. It's right-hander Julio Marte tomorrow for the Woodpeckers, and opposite of him is right-hander Jake Peppers of the Cannonballers. Wagon Wednesday out of the ballpark as well, so if you want to bring your pups out to the park, we'd love to accommodate for the dogs in the park as well. Wednesday baseball at Segres Stadium. Hopefully some more great weather in store, and we'll have that coverage for you on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. FedWoodpeckers.com, the MILB app, Bally Live, and MILB.TV if you want to watch the game in case you can't make it out here to Segres Stadium. Woodpeckers get it done tonight. They left 13 runners on, but they brought six around, and that's all they needed. 6-5, the final score. Peckers win, and now they'll scoreboard watch to see where they stand in the South Division come tomorrow night. We'll have that information for you on the pregame show down on the field about 30 minutes prior to first pitch. Hope to see you out here tomorrow night, everybody. Good night from the Czar Law Firm broadcast booth, and please do drive home safely.